Blog Talk Radio.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a made up mind. Your heels get high, but you just keep on climbing. Your way getting hard, but you can't stop. You gotta keep on moving,
keep on moving.
And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where
Jesus
is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's waiting
for you.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a maid. Heels get high, but you just keep on
climbing.
Your way get hard, but you can't
stop.
You gotta keep on moving, and one day you'll make it to that's where.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I heard the psalmist say that his journey get hard sometimes. You know that's true. You always got Satan fighting you on every side. But he said you got to be willing with a made-up mind. You know, we have to have a made-up mind that we're going to serve God until we die. Got to have a made-up mind. Not willing that anything should make us turn around. Nothing. Then he said, Jesus is waiting. He's waiting for you. Oh, praises be to God. That just let us know God is waiting with a stretched out arm. Hallelujah. With the love he has for us every day of our life. He's waiting for us. Give us a chance to get it together and be with him. And I just thank God for that. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to his son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one that's listening at the sound of my voice. I do thank God for being here. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for just blessing, waking us up, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. I thank and I praise God for his son, Jesus Christ, for paying the fight for our kingdom. I just thank and I praise God for that. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. And at this time, I do hear Brother D. So I'm going to ask Brother D if he'll open us up with a prayer.
Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. As always,
good
with Trudy. Glad to be back with you guys again. Hoping and trusting to hear a word from the Lord, knowing that when they come out to 66, it's truly him. I'm asking each and every last one that's listening, if you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give him your ear. Before I pray, though, T, I must say, so I'm like Monty, I listen to the song, he said, Jesus is waiting. So, seems to say, you got to be willing with a made-up mind. That young man's mind was made up, so he had such a made-up mind that even when he couldn't dress himself, he had him to dress him. And he still stayed on the battlefield to the day he died. But he had gotten so sick he didn't even know where he was at. but yet he was on that stage, and they will whisper the words to the song in his ear, and he will repeat them. See, his mind was made up. Yes, sir. Young man said, right. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Father God, we come to
hallelujah, Jesus.
We come to say, thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together once more and again, hoping and praying that we'll hear a word from you, Lord. We pray that you would do just what you said. For you said in your word, what two or three assembled in my name. You said you would be in the midst. We pray today, Lord, that you would stop by. Not only stop by, Lord, we pray that you would touch the speaker today, that you would give her the power to give your word the way that you gave it. We pray that you would that you would touch her right now, Lord. Touch her tongue and everything flow from her lips today, that it would touch someone's heart to make them want to get to know you. It would touch someone's heart, Lord, that those that have a relationship with you will make them want to get a stronger relationship with you, Lord Jesus. We know that you're able, Father. We know that you can. And Lord, above all, we know that you will, Lord, for you said in your word, whosoever will, you said let him come. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We place the one above. We ask that you bless, bless, and bless. Bless above and beyond. Bless as only you can, Lord. Give us peace, Father. For you said in your word, you will give peace that surpasses all understanding. Some just don't understand when you say it, Lord. See, you give us peace that in our soul, Lord. And we love you for it, Father. We love you, we love you, we love you. We ask that you continue to guide us, Father. Continue to keep us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let our hearts say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
We tell you thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Truly, I thank God, brother. Thank God for brother being that beautiful prayer. It's always a blessing to open up with a word of prayer. And I just thank God for that. So we're going to talk a little bit today on Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. When I was trying to figure, Lord, what do you want me to bring today? This is the only thing I could come up with because it's so much going on in the world. You people dying, people depressed, people hurt. It is so much going on in the world. But more than anything, God wants us to understand how things are working, how he works. God wants us to understand that we're only here for a little while. We're here for a season. So I pray that something I say resonate with someone and they understand how God works. More than anything, it's hard for us. We know that we're going to die one day, but it's hard for us to accept it when we lose our loved one. It's hard for us to understand it, for we forget that God said in his word that we was only here for a little while. We're pilgrims and sojourners traveling through this borrowed land. Glory be to God. And God wants us to be happy and enjoy it as we worship and praise and love on him while we're living on this earth. And I just thank God for that. So verse number one says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun, to everything. And my thought today is a time and a season. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. There is a time and season to everything. Everything that happens on this earth has an appointed time. Everything that happens on this earth, God already knows. He has appointed it to happen at that given time. So oftentimes, people will say, well, if God if God can, if God will, and all of that, God can do anything because he appointed it. He allowed things to happen on this earth. It is in his will because a lot of it comes from our disobedience and our turning our back on him. So everything has an appointed time. Ecclesiastes 8:6 says, because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore the misery on man is great upon him. The misery is great because we don't know God. We're not in our Bible. We're not prayed up. Yes, we go through things when you can be saved. Don't you think you can't be hurt? Yes, you cry. You're miserable. You're disappointed. But when you finish crying out your heart, and while you're doing that, talking to God, be like David when that baby died. Brush yourself off. And continue to praise God. Now, a wise man waits patiently for God's time of judgment, even though he does not know when it will come. And you hear people say, well, when Jesus comes, I'm ready. Sometimes I've heard people say that, and I had to quickly tell them, please don't say that. You're not ready yet. It's going to take a little bit more Jesus. You're going to have to get to know God. Don't say that you're ready to leave this earth if you don't know God. If you're not saved and sanctified and filled with his precious Holy Ghost, you're not ready to go. What people don't understand is that God is going to receive the ones that have his spirit, the one whose spirit has been rebirthed and they have let that world alone and has become a brand new creature. That is who God is going to receive because these are his children that's walking on this earth telling people about him, trying to live the best they can. You know, that's why I like the song that says, may the works I've done down here speak for me. Glory be to God. Every day of our lives, we should do something that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. We should do something to tell people about God. When we meet people, praise the Lord. And when I meet people, that's just what I say, praise the Lord. They either say praise the Lord back or they'll keep going. But I put it out there, and I don't mind putting it out there. Because, see, everything I do in my life, I want it to be pleasing to God. I want my season on this earth to be pleasing in every way. I want to give my all in all to God. Not just a little bit to God and some of it to the world. No, that is not what God wants. God don't want us sharing his love with no one. We need to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our minds, and all our flesh, everything that's in us. Now, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Don't you know when God called you out of that world, he has a purpose for you? Glory be to God. You know, oftentimes, you hear people say, Well, I know God called me, but I was running. Glory, hallelujah. You are blessed that God didn't give up and just let you run right on away. Mm-hmm. That's how much God loves you, that he'll chase you.
Uh-huh.
And he don't have to do it. That's what we don't understand. Why are we running from God? What if our souls are required of us of that day?
Glory be to God.
So we need to get our stuff together. We need to get our minds, our hearts, our souls together. We need to put everything that we got into worshiping him, loving him, praising him. Don't you know when we began to praise him, he dwelled in the midst of praise? Don't you know he comes down and he sat with us and enjoyed love on us as we're praising and worshiping him? Glory, hallelujah. Verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. Glory. Don't you know God have a set time for each and every one that is born on this earth to be born at the time that God has appointed you to be born on this earth? Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Whether you know it or not, God is in control of everything. He's in control of our lives, and he's in control of our death. So don't you know, oftentimes, it looks like people think that God can't control what happened on this earth. That God can control everything. There is no tornado he cannot control. There is no earthquake he cannot control. There is no amount of rain, no anything on this earth that God cannot control, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they dwell, hallelujah, that dwell there.
Yes, sir.
We need to understand that. We don't understand, hallelujah, who God is, what he is, what he do for us, and who we are to him. We don't understand that. Because if we would just understand how much God loves us, how much he wants us to be with him, we would do better, brother. We would do better.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he would.
We would fall on our knees and ask forgiveness every day of our life until in our heart we feel we were almost or 100% where we need to be. Glory, hallelujah. We have got to recognize, we have got to know who God is, and that God got all control over everything in heaven and in earth. Under the earth, wherever it might be, God got control. There's a time when you're born, and that's a time of joy. When we have a child born into this world, we feel joy.
Yes, we do.
And it's a time of the newness, of a new beginning, the new beginning of a life. There's hope. When we see our child, there's hope. There is hope for that child that began to resonate in us. We make plans for the child. The parent makes preparation to help, to carry that child through life. No matter what that child goes through, that parent is right there to protect them.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because we want that child to be happy in this life. But we fall short because we neglect to train that child, to teach that child about Jesus.
We got to teach
that child so that child will have a choice, an opportunity, a chance to be with God. That child will have a chance to know who God is. Now, as I tell people, you teach that child right and that child turning, going straight. Don't fault yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Just pray because you did all you could do.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that parent carry that child until they get up age to take care of themselves. And in the process, the parent has hope for that child, has high hope, because you want to see that child do well. But more than anything, you want to know that that child knows Jesus. You want to know that that child has a made-up mind that he will be with God one day. Because that is the way we want to raise our child. No matter what you run into in the world, know that God is in control of you and everything that go on in this world. Know that you can call on Jesus and he will come see about you. Know that that salvation is free, and all you got to do is accept God. Open up your heart and let him fill you with his precious Holy Ghost. Now, just as there is a time for birth, there is also a time for death. And it happens to everyone. It is appointed for a man once to die. Hebrews 9:27 says, as is appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment.
Comes the judgment.
So every man, woman, what have you, on this has an appointed time to die. Now, we know that the world is constantly changing. We live in a world of change. We change it. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we serve a God that changes not. He doesn't change.
Come on now.
He is the same God from the very beginning of time that spoke out of the universe and said, let there be light, and there was light. He's the same God. Glory, hallelujah, that talked with Abraham, that allowed Abraham to see him in a burning bush. And he's so holy, he said, loose the shoes off your feet, for you standing on holy ground. We serve that same God. That same God is as holy right today and forever as he was then.
Yes, he is.
We don't serve a watered down God. We serve a merciful and a loving God that doesn't change, that constantly have an outstretched arm, that constantly loves us. Glory be to God. We serve a God that's sitting waiting for us. Now, Genesis 18:10-14 says, when the three men said unto Abraham, And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. You see what I'm saying? God let Abraham and Sarah know that you're going to have a son, and I will return at that appointed time that Sarah should have a son. And listen, this is the appointed time that God will come back for Isaac to be born. Now, Abraham and Sarah was old, and they laughed because they was like, our body is dead to anything like this. How can I have a child? But listen, there is nothing that is impossible for the Almighty God. Nothing. God took that old womb and made it brand new. Glory be to God.
Yes, he yes,
and she was able to have Isaac. But in her laughing, but see, Abraham had hope. The question was asked in brother in verse 14, is anything too hard for God? Too hard for the Lord? And he said, at the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. So now, that let you know, when you were born, glory be to God, when you was born, God had already appointed that time.
Yes, he did.
For
yes,
you to be born.
Yes, he
has. See, God already knows. He already knows. And there's appointed time for you to die. See, God let us know that we are on this earth for a little while. This is not our permanent home. And we need to understand that this is not our permanent home. This is a resting place for us to enjoy ourselves. See, God loved us so much that he allowed us this time to enjoy ourselves on this earth. But in enjoying ourselves, he wants us to enjoy ourselves worshiping him. Oh, he wants us to have things on this earth and enjoy that. But don't put anything above him. Nothing above him. And we have gotten so comfortable on this earth that we put everything above him. But there is a time for you to be born, and there's a time for you to die. Glory be to God. And we have got to begin to understand that. Now, let me put it in a way that we understand, but this also for man as well. Now, you know, for people that were farmers, even when I was young, I remember, you know, we had animals on the farm. Brother D, I know you know. We had pigs. We had chickens. Mm-hmm. We had cows.
Chicken.
Goats.
Oh.
All of this for food.
Yeah. Sure.
And what did we do? We nurtured them.
Yeah.
We fed them.
Yes, you did.
And we took care of them.
Kill.
Until the appointed season, it was time for them to die. Okay, it was time. The season had came. It was time to kill them so that we would be able to eat.
Able to eat.
And I remember when Daddy would kill a hog, he had a smokehouse that he would hang that hog up in to cure it. And then as Mama would get one to cook some, she'd go cut some. Cut some of that ham off that hog and cook it. Even with your vegetables, there was a time to plant it, and there was a time to pull it up. There was a time to pluck it so that you could eat. And there was a time to dig it all up so that you could plant again. So everything has a time and a season. Even the house you live in, after it gets so old, it began to fall apart. So what do? You tear down that old part and you put up the new so that you can reserve the home. So now just like the thing has a time and a season, we also have a time and a season. A time to live, a time to die,
time to
plant, a time to pluck up.
Amen.
So this is what we have got to understand. I know some people can't accept death. And oftentimes, and I'm not telling you it's easy. No, it's not easy. It's hard to see a loved one laying in a cast. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see a loved one being covered up by dirt. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God never hid that from us. It's all in the Word. He has told us this. He did not water it down. He told it just like he meant for us, for it to be. So everything that's planted that God didn't want there, like the grass that would overtake the vegetables, then what do? You pull it up. Throw it to the side for the sun to wither it, or you gather it in the ditch and burn it so that it wouldn't smother your garden. So we have got to start understanding more. In our hurt, in our pain, in our disappointment, let us talk to God. He said, I'll give you peace. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laden or heavy laden, which is all ye that's grieving, and you got so much grief on you, you can't take it. He said, I will give you rest.
Yes, he did.
Glory be to God. He will take care of you.
Yes,
he said, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. And I just went through that with you. But when you see, say for instance, you got a farm and you got a horse or a cow that's hurt itself, you're going to try to bandage that horse up and try to make it live. You're going to try to heal it. Even when you hurt yourself, you're going to pour alcohol on it. You're going to bandage it up and even try to kill it. So there's a time for all of this. Okay. Now, John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said that I come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Now look how God is with us. Even in our time of disobedience, even in our time or of rejecting him, not even caring, not loving him the way that we should, the way that he wants us to. But look at him. He still gives us abundantly.
Yes,
because
he
loves us. And he do so much for us. He wants us to see that. He loves us. And he wants us to turn around and get it together, Brother D. He wants us to turn around and get it together. But we are so hard-hearted, we still don't listen. Now, James 5, 14, 15, 16 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church.
The elders.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How can we call for the elders of the church when we don't even go to church to know the elders?
Go to church. Amen. Amen.
So, and let the elders pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. We're talking about healing. So, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Talking about the prayer of faith. Not just saying I have faith, but showing God your faith. Believing what you say. See, a lot of times we say things and we don't even believe it ourselves. We pray and we don't even believe that our prayers was the answer to our prayers. How can we say we are praying in faith when we don't even believe ourselves? Glory be to God. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more we hear God's word, the more faith we should have. Because our Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, it is without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Glory be to God. So we got to have that faith that reaches God. Not just words coming out of our mouth. Oh, glory be to God. If I'm praying for somebody to heal them, it's God's will whether he do or not, but I'm going to have faith and I'm going to believe that that person is going to be healed. Glory be to God. It is your faith that puts God to work. It is your faith that sends him running. Your faith. Nothing that we do of ourselves, but it is our faith that God sees, and our faith makes him move. Glory be to God. You even have preachers that pray that can't even heal anyone because they don't have that faith that they need. You look at how the disciples, after they received the Holy Ghost, look at Brother Paul. Look, it was their faith, and they knew it was their faith. And they also knew it was not them that was doing the healing, but it was Jesus Christ moving by their faith. Glory, hallelujah. Then he said in verse 15, And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Then he said, confess your fault one to another. And pray one for another, that you may be healed. And then it says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Confess your fault one to another. See, we don't want to confess our fault. We don't want to tell nobody our fault.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. What's wrong with us if we don't have the faith that we need to tell who, if you hear it, ask God to increase your faith. Glory, hallelujah. But see, we ashamed of letting people know, well, I got this position and I can't let people know that I have fault. You have fault and willing to admit them, that make you more of a man, more closer to God. God can appreciate you coming to him, telling him your fault. Hallelujah. How can you pray for one another if you don't have the faith to believe in your own prayer? He said right here in his word, the effectual fervent prayer. Fervent prayer, mind you, of a righteous man. He didn't say anybody. He said a prayer. A fervent prayer, one that you're not going to give up, and you're going to pray until you feel something. You're going to pray until God do something. But he said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We need to get in this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to get on our knees, Brother D.
Amen. Come on now.
Brothers and sisters.
Tell it.
We need to call on God and don't move until we feel God come down and work with us. Glory be to God.
Sir.
Don't you think that you can't pray until he comes down and see about you. Hallelujah. I've been there. Lord, I'm not going to move until you bless me. Hey, glory. God don't want you to give up on him because he don't give up on you. Glory be to God. We pray 3 or 4 minutes, we throw. I don't care if it takes you to pray 5 hours. Stay right there.
Stay right there.
Hallelujah.
Stay right there.
Until God do something for you. Stay there. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't say, well, he ain't going to come. Oh, yeah. He's coming. But let me tell you something. He comes in his own time, not in your time. God comes in his own time. So if we, glory, hallelujah, if we say we are children of God, we are God's ministers. We are God's teachers, God's preachers, God, whatever that you do for God, you profess you do it, then walk that in with power, with faith, knowing, hallelujah, that God hears you. Sometimes you hear people pray and it's so weak. But yet you say, I'm a child of God. when you pray to God, brothers and sisters, from the heart, not from just from the mouth, but from the heart, from your very being, God will answer you. He will come down and see about you.
Come see about you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Come see about his child.
Hallelujah. There's a
time
and a season for us to get up out of that world, get in the Word, fall on our knees, and get ourselves saved, sanctified, filled with His precious Holy Ghost. See, everybody is not meant to carry the Word, but you can read the Bible. You can tell somebody what the Bible says. Say everybody's not called to preach.
Thank you, Jesus.
But everybody's called to have faith in God.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Everybody's called to have faith. If you don't have faith in God, how do you expect to make it to heaven? You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be with God one day. Hey, I tell God all the time, Lord, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be right there.
Amen.
Waving and watching
right
you and loving on
right
you.
There.
Yes.
I'll be right there.
And you got to have the faith.
I'm
to
not worried about it. To believe.
Hey,
yes,
glory.
Yes,
you got to have that faith.
You got to believe what you ask
so
for.
So, brothers and sisters,
that He will give it me.
Glory be to God. I thank God. I thank God for this service that Brother Dog allowed me to do, to be able to talk to God's people. I thank God for that. I constantly tell Brother Dog how much I appreciate him. Because, see, he had the vision even before I did. But God had a reason to send him to me. And I thank God for that. So let us understand that there is a time and a season for all
things.
For all things. Not just some things, but there is a time and a season for all things. So just let us always remember there's a time to be born. And there is a time to God.
Yes, it is.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
and everything that we do for God, we are predestined to do that. But we got to do it in faith, knowing it is the will of God. Our will need mean nothing. Our will just showing God we try it, but it has got to be the will of God in everything that we do. Glory, hallelujah. So at this time, I thank God. I thank God for the word. Really, I thank God for the word tonight. But at this time, we're going to make way and open for questions, testimonies, praises, whatsoever you want to do or say to God. Glory be to God. So we have the floor open for anyone who have anything that they would like to say. Or any questions they might have in regards to the lesson or even the word of God in any word that you want. We are here for you.
Come on, see, but you know my big mouth can get started now.
Sister Emily, hands up, but I'm driving, so I just had to, I couldn't text you, Sister Mary, but Sister Emily,
right.
Hands up.
Hey, how are y'all?
That's fine. Hi, Sister Emily, how are you today?
Doing better. I was working a double, so I didn't think I was going to make it on the show, but the last few hours at work, I've been having my little spells that I have with my potassium. I couldn't even talk to my last table. It was so bad. I had lost my voice and everything. I've been sitting in the car the last 30 minutes listening to the word, and I finally have some relief. So I just want to thank God for that, that I didn't have to go to the ER this time, because that's never fun. I just kept talking to God about it. Since the last time we spoke, I have read the whole book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Commend everyone to do it. It's just awesome. I read the whole entire book. I think I'm going to go with Psalms next. So.
Great. That's beautiful. Book of wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a book everybody should read.
Yes.
When my children was growing up and they got on my nerves, sit down and read me a chapter from Proverbs.
Yes.
Because you need some wisdom. Oh, yeah.
It's more important than silver and gold. It says you should search wisdom the way you search money, you know, the way you fight for money and fight for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more valuable than silver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it teaches you.
Choosing wisdom.
How to live.
Choosing wisdom is choosing life. And those who don't choose it, they choose death.
Amen. Well, Sister Emily, I'm going to encourage you to keep on. Stay with God. Don't let nothing turn you around. And I know it's not easy when you're in that world and you want to do right. And the spirit battles against the flesh.
And then I didn't even think I would be able to talk tonight, but he made it happen.
Praise
God. Once I got my voice back, I'm like, I have to hit the one. No, I have to.
Praise the Lord. And I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're able to talk. God bless you. And you just be encouraged. But I'm telling you, Sister Emily, stay with us. Don't leave us. Don't leave God.
I won't.
I don't care how rough it gets. Hang in there.
Because
God loves you. And I'm glad to hear that God loves you and he wants to bless you. He wants to just make you laugh. But you got to show him that you love him. You got to stop letting the world pull you back.
Amen.
And you got to keep going.
That's it.
When it gets so rough, flip in that Bible and read a scripture. God will give you strength every time. So you be encouraged, and it's such a blessing, Sister Emily, to hear from you today. And it just makes my heart feel good to hear you on Wednesday. Truly,
thank
God
you.
Loves
always
you.
Been to be. Yes,
Thank you.
She was on Tuesday, too, Sister Mary.
Oh, praise God. Look at you, Sister Emily. You're rolling now. You keep right on rolling. Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Listening and reading. Oh, yeah. It makes a big difference.
All right. Oh, yeah. You feel better when you really get to reading and get caught up in that Bible. You start feeling different.
Turn your whole day around.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I'm so, so glad to hear it. Now, the floor is still open.
Amen. You know, for me, as always, you know, I'm always glad to hear the word. Come on, brother.
I was just telling her it was no more hands up at this time. You know, I gotta tell it to her because I can't text it to her because I'm driving.
Can't text it, right. Well, like I say, you know me, I'm always glad to hear a word from the Lord. I truly enjoy listening to the book of Ecclesiastes. I listened to Monty as she spoke of how we were when we was kids. And it just gives you a perfect illustration of just what the Bible and that book is telling you, how they truly did. You had a chicken today and you raise him up to be a fully grown chicken. Or he's a baby pig today, and we used to call him a sow. And then you would watch my grandfather as he would kill the hog and hang the meat up, and all the blood would drain out, purifying. You know, it's just showing you in the daily world what the Bible is teaching. It amazes me when we talk from God's word, because I love telling people how there's not an I not doubted, nor a T not crossed. My daddy knew it before. He knew everything before. The reason I can say that, because the Bible has backed it up so many times. Auntie spoke on it a little while ago when she said that she would be with child when she was old and barren. Had no idea. It was somewhat funny to them when the Lord told them that they would have a child. But see, God knew it before. I love that, the way the Lord knew it all ahead of time. And we just tell God, thank you. I want to thank the Lord again.
Right. Hey, Sister Mary.
Come on, brother.
Brother DJ said Brother Witt and Brother Bobby Cole was talking today on the morning show, and they was talking about, if you don't mind, go over explaining what predestination is, and they said that God does know everything before it happens. Explain that or talk about that a minute, because they said, is that the same thing that it is written, that God already knows everything?
God already knows everything. That isn't anything. Excuse me. There isn't anything, Brother Dawg, that God don't know, because he made everything. He made us. He knows. Predestination is what God has already set for you. We are predestined to be who we are. We're predestined, like for instance, Brother Dawg, like Brother Joshua said. See, God knew him in his mother womb. Brother Joshua knew that he was going to do the work that he was doing because God had already predestined him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It was a discussion that they had. Oh, I understood it. Like I said, see, some of these questions don't be mine, Sister Mary. They just want to get a clarification on it. And then if they're listening, they can hear it. If they're not, I can go back and tell them what you said, though.
Oh,
well, Brother,
okay.
I'll say this.
Let me
add this to it. The word pre, when we speak of something and you said pre, see, the abbreviation of pre is to do it before. You're doing something before. Yeah. So that's why we want to tell you that God knew it before. This is what the word says, predestinate means a perfect appointed time. And pre means before.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put it together, it's an appointed time God has set before time.
Mm-hmm.
God just so good. Ooh, he just so good.
So in other words, as Brother D was saying, you're foreordained for things. Like if God calling you to preach, even if you don't preach till you're 90 years old, you were foreordained for that.
You
were predestined to do it. And you are going to do it.
To do it. You're going to do it.
So being predestinated is before the time, just like Brother B was saying. The pre is before. So that's what it is. To be predestinated is before the time. You even have a predestinated time to even be saved, Brother Dahl.
Amen.
Everything has already been predestinated by God. See, that's what people got to start understanding, opening up their mind to understand there is nothing that the Almighty God don't know. Nothing. I don't care if it's something that's going to happen 25 years from now. God already knows.
That's right.
But he has to set time for it to happen because it's happening in his time. We don't have a time. We can say, well, Lord, I want this. God said, say not. So he know our heart. He know what we need. So he predestined things to happen at a certain given time. And a lot of sometimes he have to grow us, to strengthen us, to teach us. We have to learn things. We have to give in. We have to sometimes be broken down to the ground and allow God to build us back up.
Amen. Amen.
So there isn't anything that God doesn't already know.
Amen.
So I know you said you don't ask that, but did I give you enough information to go back and answer that question?
Oh, yeah. You just reconfirmed what I already knew, but I didn't want to speak on it until I asked it again to make sure I understood what they were saying. Yeah, I got that fully. I fully understand that.
Well, that's good. I'm so glad to do because because people got to understand. You got to understand God to get some of this stuff.
Amen.
But
Amen.
When you're predestined, that is the outcome of what God has set for you.
Amen. Well, I really put
Brother Tim on, but he ain't speaking. Brother Tim is on, but he ain't saying. And he said he got the Bibles for Sister Mary and for little Emily. He got the Bibles. And Emily, did you get that?
Praise him.
Tim, your address? Did you send Tim your address?
I don't know if he still has it. If he needed resent.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay. I have yours. Emily sent me hers. She just sent Emily. I don't know. She didn't send me the rest of the name. She just sent Emily. So I was going to put Emily question mark and then the address so she'll know. But, my wife is packing up one thing now, so we'll be probably packing it up and getting it out here probably tomorrow. Also, I want to
ask. Your last name to an Emily.
Mm-hmm. So I can.
I'm sorry,
ask
go ahead.
This. You know, we had a really bad tragedy. My daughter went to that school and could have been there, but she wasn't, so I thank God for that. A gunman went up to Michigan State and just shot three people down, three young kids, and one male and two female. One was, and it doesn't matter about the color. He didn't give a care. I'm just trying to show you that. He shot a black girl. He didn't white. It didn't matter. He just shot him down. Five others are in critical condition. Then he decided to kill himself. So I mean, we just have to. I'm asking for prayer for those who, because they're asking like they're saying, well, you know, the problem is we need to have guns on the campus. We need to have more gun control. What they need to understand is
there
that
you
they
go. There you go.
They forgot that they the one that took God out of the school. They're the one that took his protection away. They're the one that keeps looking, trying to figure out how to fix it. And now they want the president, they want everybody to get involved. But the problem is that you have neglected God. And the Bible says, if my people are called by
who are called
name,
by my name.
My name. Come on.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See, that's what it all down. And if he would humble themselves and seek, if they
yes,
turn
sir.
From their
and
wicked
pray.
Way, he said, then.
And pray.
Then only
then.
Will I
come on.
Hear from heaven.
Uh-huh.
Then I will forgive your sin. Then I will heal the land. And if nobody can see it for themselves that this land needs to be healed, we got politicians lying and everybody says it's okay and people shooting people down. Now they figured out that just because I shoot people down, that's okay. Nobody's really paying any. Now we're shooting people's babies down. We're going in schools and shooting innocent kids down that can't even protect themselves, and they think that that's the problem, that gun control is the problem. No, they got another thing coming. It's ridiculous that they don't want to believe that God is in control, that he's not. He's going to he's gonna continue to let you kill you. That's what's going on. So they need some prayer up there, up here, and we need to – people need to change their way. What does it take for them to understand that God is in charge, and if we don't do what he says do, it may cost you your life. It may cost you your life.
Amen.
Got to be obedient.
People need to turn back to praying. People need to turn back to praying, Brother Tim.
Yeah.
Need to go back to praying because they have gotten what they leave God out of everything, and they do not recognize in the or accepting that God is over everything, and there's nothing that's going to happen on this earth if God don't let it happen. So when we pray,
you know.
When we pray, then we move God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take everybody praying. I mean every single person in the United States. But as many as possibly can. Talk to God. Pray. Talk to God about the people that's killing these children. Pray for God's protection in these schools. Pray for God to allow that prayer go back into the school. Prayer needs to go into these companies and everything, not just the school, Brother Tim, but in these companies, you hear people get fired and they go back and they're killing up people. Prayer needs to be in the middle of everything, even on the road, you know, all this road rage going around. People passing people out, shooting, killing. People need to pray. They would be surprised if man would just pray. How quickly God would turn things around. Yes.
About prayer. Now, I asked this before, but I kind of got confused with it. Repetitive prayer. Just that, I pray. If I pray to God to give me a job, do I have to pray every day for that, or do I just need to pray one time, or do I need to continue to pray for them to give me a job? How that works?
You know, people do have a knack of praying every day. But really and true, if you're praying sincerely, Brother Dole, you can pray one time as long as it's coming from your heart and you believing that God hears you and will do it. Mind you, your prayer got to be a faith prayer to let God see how sincere and how much you believe. If you pray and believing in faith that God's going to give you a job, no, you don't have to pray no more.
That's
just believe.
Yeah.
When you pray, you look for it.
Yes, sir.
You look
yes,
for
sir.
It, Brother Dog.
One thing, Chief.
You don't just pray and give
one
up.
One thing.
But when you pray, you look for that job. Every day.
Amen.
And even speak it. God is going to give me the job. And if you got the certain job, you won't claim that job.
Amen.
He'll do it.
See, with a little note, Chief. Amen.
Okay, give me one.
It was a little note.
Tell him this real quick.
Go ahead, baby.
I was gonna say
that Verdol said a repetitive prayer. See, you got to first give Jesus something to work with. If you out here doing everything you big enough to do, but then when you get in trouble and you want to pray and you expect God to show up, and like Verdol said about a job. You expect God to give you a job, but you want the job to come knock on your door. If you're on the computer looking for jobs, go to the computer and apply for jobs and attach your prayer to them. Then that's when God, see, when you move God, he'll move you. But you got to move him. And you can't move God by being a sinner for as long as you want to be and being a saint when you need to be.
But see, too,
I like that, brother.
The prayer of the righteous. I just read
much.
The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Now,
that's it.
And I'm going to show you how true that is. When my oldest son got out of Jackson State University, he wanted to work for WorldCom, biggest place down there. And he had went for the interview, and he said, Mama, I'm going back to Chicago because they're not calling me. I said, no, you don't. I prayed. I asked God to give him that job, and I prayed, and I believed. I called that boy. I said, Trail, I said, well, this is what I want you to do. Call that company every day and give them your name, checking on that job. And don't you know he got that job?
Amen. Amen.
So you got to have faith when you pray. You got to look for that prayer to be answered. Don't just pray and let it drop to the ground. But you got to look for that prayer to be answered. You can even tell God, Lord, you told me I would get it if I have faith and I believe. Father, I'm your child. I mean, sometimes we talk to God and we reiterate to him what he's already said. But in all things, it has got to be in faith. Believe it. Not believing for a second as soon as you stop praying, your faith is gone. Oh, no. You got to have that faith. I don't care if it takes. I don't care if it takes 2 years. Keep that faith. God didn't tell you he was going to do it right now. Sometimes he does, and sometimes he don't. Sometimes he let us persevere. See, a lot of times we won't persevere. We'll give up. God don't want us to give up. He wants us to ask him in faith and continue to believe. Look for it. Look for it. Look for it. That's what he wants us to do.
So we have to understand that our time and his time is not even the same time. No way, bro, Tim. You know, our time our time is right now. God's time be 2 years from now could be right now.
Yeah. I agree. And there's one more thing, Brother D. No matter what we do on this show, no matter how much we plead and beg, if you don't belong to God, I don't care how much you pray, how much you do this and do that and won't and slip it. You can't go, and if you don't do what's required first, can't jump past A and B and C and go to F and G and all. It don't work like that. He said, if you have to do what? Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And when you do that, he said, then you are saved. Immediately, then you belong to God. You're entitled to all rules and regulations, and you're entitled to all the blessings and stuff that God has for you. But you can't expect him to take care of you, and you don't believe in him, and you don't trust him, you don't haven't acknowledged him. So that's one thing you have to do. Because some people say, I prayed and nothing happened. Well, are you saved?
Right.
And I'm going to ask that question, are you saved? Well, what do you mean by that? Then that means that probably your prayer might not get answered that way because you really don't belong to him. And also, you have to ask God and let him come into your heart and your life, and then you give him who you are to him. You give yourself over to him. Then, you know, when your mother and your father, when you call on them, they come a-running. And when that's why I like that I know that I can call him, and I know that he going to protect me. He puts his angels encamped all around those that love him, and that's what you have to. You want the blessings? You want the benefits? Then you got to join the family. And there ain't no short way around it. You can't sweeten it up. And I have to be honest with people. I'm not going to tell you nothing that you don't need to know. You're not going to jump and switch and do because you're not going to do it. It just ain't going to happen. So let God be one of the family members. And I just wanted to say that, Sister Marion. And I believe that in my heart. If you call on God, he hears you. He's going to come. And Brother D always say he don't hear the prayer of a sinner. He's just not going to hear it.
That's true. But don't you also got to let people know, and God said in his Bible, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. The person that is a sinner and actually looking for something, he need to show God something. He got to show God that, Lord, I know you are. He got to show him. I know you, God Almighty, and there's nothing you can't, cannot do.
But, Sister Mary, I got one more.
Even a sinner. Okay, what is it?
I got one more. Could you explain what is baptism? I mean, to be baptized. Explain baptizing.
Okay. Now, see, we got to be baptized, Brother Dolphin. You think about it. Jesus went to John the Baptist to be baptized.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did. Yes.
And this is the example that we want to follow. When you are getting baptized, you're telling God at that point, I'm giving my life to you.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're doing at that point. And once you get baptized, when you go down in that water and come up, and even, like, sometimes I've seen people come up with the Holy Ghost, and a lot of times I see them not. But if you get baptized, because this is what God wants us to do, you get baptized, then the Holy Ghost follows.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost follows. The baptism is the washing away of your sins.
That's it.
But a lot of people get in that water and they sin, don't get washed away. They get up in the water, they get out and go and do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they forgot the first ingredient. You have to confess and believe in your heart first. Mm-hmm. Then after you do that, that's that public confession that you show everybody, I have confessed with my heart, my mouth, and I believe in my heart. And then from there, the washing comes second, and that's what it means, and that's what it is. It's what you said, Sister Mary, 100%. But just because people go get baptized, that don't mean they didn't follow the first rule and regulation that has to happen. You have to do it.
Well, people get baptized all the time and don't even consider that, really. That's why when people get baptized, when they tell a pastor they want to be baptized, it's a good thing for the pastor to meet with them and talk to them. So what they don't understand, they will understand. And they would know what God is expecting of them. So you see what I'm saying? So, yeah, a lot of times the pastors don't even bother to talk to the people. But you need to talk to the people to help them to understand. So that when they go down in the water, they'll know exactly what God is expecting of them.
They won't come back up to where they want. Yeah. They won't come back out the water where they went in.
That way they won't come back up the way they went down.
Okay, no more.
I'm sorry, what was that, please?
Is there a limit to how many times you can get baptized?
I don't know. It's kind of staticky in your phone.
I didn't quite understand what you said.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay, oh, a lot better. Now. Yeah.
All right. Is there a limit to how many times you can get baptized?
Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to say no. Because
the Bible don't speak of a limit.
I've been baptized about 5 times. Every time Mom would change the church or we'd move and go somewhere else, she'd make us get baptized. Mm-hmm. So
I think I want to do it at your prom.
You can get baptized again because a lot of times people get baptized, they're young, and they really don't know. Really don't know.
Correct.
But once you know what God is expecting of you, once you get in your mind that you want to be saved, once you want God, you will automatically ask God to forgive you for your sins. But all this needs to be taught to you before you go down so you know what is expected of you. So that when you come up, even if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have the mind that I want to be saved. And that you will walk in. And you will seek that every day of your life. You'll read your Bible. You'll go to church. You'll do whatsoever it takes to receive the Holy Ghost.
And once you're saved, you are, you know, it's like I've been acquitted of my sins and God has forgiven me and he's going to keep forgiving me for the same sin over and over and over and over. He don't have to. Once you ask him to come into your life, you're saved. You don't have to be saved 15, 20 times. You're saved, you know, and that's why I keep iterating and I keep saying it has, and Sister Mary and Brother D saying it, it's in the heart. If you do what you're supposed to do, you know that nobody has to tell me that I'm not saved. Nobody has to tell me. And then you'll start confessing openly and truly saying that I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died and he rose again on the third day with all power in his hand. I believe that he's coming to me. I believe that the Holy Spirit is down inside of me. That don't mean I don't act a fool sometimes, but that doesn't mean that I'm not saved. It doesn't mean I don't belong to God. It doesn't mean that I won't openly say that I believe in God. I believe that Jesus Christ loves me and he died for me. It doesn't mean that, you know, so you can get baptized 400,000 times. If you never have confessed it and allowed him to wash you, then you just went down and got wet, you know. But that's the way I know.
It's good to be saved, but you got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Sister Mary, can I ask Emily a question? Emily,
yes.
Why did you ask that question, Emily? Emily, why did you ask that question?
Because, like she said, a lot of times the first time they get baptized is as a kid. And like I said, when I gave my actual testimony, I was like 12 years old. And then I got rebaptized when I was a little over 21. I might have been 22. But even still, like, he talked a little bit about it, but not in depth like how y'all are saying. And even still, since then, those 5-6 years that I got rebaptized, I have grown a lot. And I just think it would be good to get to that next step again. Rebaptized.
If you feel the need to be baptized again, to you can
He's growing.
Yes, he
just took
the words out of
my mouth.
Don't just want to be saved. Seek the Holy Ghost.
I want to get
the Holy Ghost that is rebirthed in you. Pardon me?
Yeah.
I want to feel the Holy Spirit when I come out of the water this time. And I feel like I'm at
that
stage.
There you go.
All
right. Now you're growing.
I like that.
Now you're growing.
Okay.
Yeah, now I like that. You said
so
it.
You
I'm growing.
Keep
reading
that Bible, and if you want to be baptized again, make sure you got a Bible-believing, a faith-believing preacher that will take you down in that water. But you go down in faith, nothing wavering. Believe when you get up, you will receive the Holy Ghost, and you will.
I like that, yeah.
See, we have to understand, T, that it's all done by faith. You have to have faith in the Lord. And your faith is your belief. You truly believe
mm-hmm.
that the Lord will do just what he said. And I want to say,
mm-hmm.
I've never read in the Bible, nowhere in the Bible I've ever read. Now, it may be there. I don't profess to be a Rhodes Scholar. But I've never read where there's a set time that you can be baptized. But I will say this in baptism. When you go in that water with a made-up mind, and you come out
yeah.
with a made-up man, then
yeah.
it will be a need to be baptized again because you're on board. See, we get baptized again, and sometimes we feel that we're unclean. We done so much mm-hmm. wrong after being baptized, and we'll go back in the water. That, don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. I find no fault mm-hmm. in going back in the water. I find them. In fact, there's an old song they used to sing when I was a kid. It said, take him back to be baptized again. They used to dip him back in the water. So I find no fault in it. But when the whole start of it all is faith. That's the first. The second start is that when you go in the water, you believe. Come on, T.
But the thing is, you get baptized trusting God. Don't go back out in the world and get caught up in what you're doing. Because God will forgive you. But don't continue to sin knowingly.
Amen.
See, God will forgive you, but he's not going to continue to forgive you when you know what you're doing wrong.
Yes, sir.
Because that's bringing God to an open shame.
Yes.
And he's not pleased. Every time we get saved
Mary,
and we
Sister
go
Sister
back
Mary.
Out in that world, we bring
Sister
God
Mary.
To an open shame. Yes.
Mary, we just got an emergency prayer request. I don't know what the problem is, but Sister Fan just said they need prayer. I don't know what the prayer request is. I just got a special prayer request. Sister Fan said they need prayer.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we know you see and you know all things. Father God, Sister Fan is calling, Father God, for prayer. Father God, and right now I lift them up to you, dear God. Father God, you made them. You know all about them. Father God, you know the problem that she has encountered. Father God, right now I ask you to bless Father God.
Right.
Father God, is in her family. Bless that whole family. Father God, touch them and heal them, Father God. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus on each and every one of them, Father God. Strengthen her, give her faith to believe and to know whatsoever she's asking her prayer for, Father God, you have already done it. Father God, I believe it, and I ask you to strengthen her, Father God. Father God, let her know you're right there with her. Father God, you are here, you're company keeper. Father God, you have Father, Father God, everything that she needs, Father God, we ask you to strengthen them, Father God. We ask you to bless whatsoever the circumstances, Father God, that she'll overcome it, God. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, I believe it is done. Father God, and this I ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Sister Fan,
yes.
We
in
don't know what the problem is
in
that you know and God knows. So trust
Sister Fan, Sister Fan is on the phone. And Daddy Boy, I see you. Daddy Boy, I see your hand up too, Daddy Boy.
In the name of Jesus.
I'd like to say good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
So when I ask for prayer, and y'all forgive me because I'm just walking through the door, and it's prayer for my family, but it's prayer for Brother Fan. You always have that sibling in your life that's been your mother, that's been your father, that's been everything in your life that could possibly be besides giving birth
mm-hmm.
to you. Brother
mm-hmm.
Fan went through some things since last Monday. He's been going through some health issues. And we've been going through testing, but all along, God has been with us. Every battle that we had to fight, God fought it for us first. But this is a battle that only my God and my husband are going to have to go through, and it's called grieving. His oldest sister is getting ready to make her walk with Jesus Christ. She's getting ready to take her last journey. And this is not for her. It's for the ones that she's going to leave behind. Jesus. You know, even though the doctor says she may not last 24 hours, until Jesus Christ has the last word, it could be today.
Yeah.
It could be a year from here, but you have to prepare yourself. And see, I'm just not talking to my husband. I'm talking to a Christian. I'm talking to a brother, even though he is a man that I would lay down and die for and take any pain that he is feeling. But this is a journey that he's going to have to walk himself. So when I ask for prayer, it's for prayer for his peace and his understanding and knowing that God will never put on him, no more on him than he can bear. My husband is suffering right now. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can ask
the question.
Yes.
Did he hear the message on tonight?
Oh, yes, he's been sitting here. That's why I told you, when I walked through the
door,
the first thing he said was, y'all have been talking directly to him. My husband's eyes are bloodshot red from crying. Y'all have given him the comfort. Y'all have given him the comfort when I was not able to get to him. But when I walked through the door, and I laid eyes on him, the first thing I picked up the phone and I said, "Brother Dog, I need you to pray for us." Because when you put one or two in the midst, the devil could just walk on now because it is done. No question is going on because it is done. So when I say pray, continue to lift us up. But we already know, because when I say we lead a Christian life, yes, we're human. We're going to fall by the wayside, but we always know that Jesus Christ is going to always be there to walk this journey with us. But when you manifest in your mind that a person that you can't finally going to see physically, you can carry that person in your heart, in your soul, in your everyday being, that they will walk with you until you meet with them in heaven. I just need y'all to pray for my husband, and I will cover him as well.
That's why I asked you, Sister Fan, that's why I asked you, did he get a message? Because when I was since yesterday, I said, "Lord, I say, what do you want me to bring?" Because I had no idea. I used to try to do it 2 or 3 or 4 days in advance, but God got what he wouldn't let me do it that way. I didn't get this until today. I didn't know the reason for it, but God knew it was needed. That's why I always pray and say, "God, tell me what you want me to open my mouth for you to bring to the people." And he brought to me that people got to understand death. There's a time and there's a season. And if you know that God don't love you, God loves Brother Fan and you, and he loves his sister.
He has
given us an appointed time that we must die.
Yes.
So,
and we've all been through it.
Just to be encouraged and trust God. We have had so many deaths in our family.
Yes, we have.
But God has blessed me through it all.
And
when I think of my loved one that's passing gone, I think of them with joy. Not with grieving, but with joy. Because our family, we get together, we laugh and talk, you know, about what didn't happen, you know, stuff like that. But that keeps you from suffering all that grief.
Yes, it does.
And what you say and know, which I know you know, Sister Fan, I know Brother Fan knows, what you know that God has appointed time for us to leave this world.
Oh, yes.
We got to understand, we're only here for a little while. A little while can even be 100 years.
Yes.
But in God's eyesight, there ain't but a few minutes. Recognize that, we'll get where we, it's going to hurt. Yes, it's going to hurt.
Yes.
You're going to cry.
Yes, ma'am.
And you cry all you need to cry.
That's right. That's right.
Because in your tears, you're relieving some of that grief.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Glory be to God.
Sister Mary, we have to accept it
because God is not going to change.
Right. And
so,
Sister
yes,
Mary.
Rebel.
And see, now you see, Brother Dean always say, you know, I hear him say it all the time, that God works in mysterious ways. Now, that just goes to show you, Sister Fan needed a prayer. Normally, we would have already hung the show up. Normally, we would have already been hung the show up, and then she'd have missed it. And so God kept us on there for a reason.
Yes,
so,
he did. And I thank
God
you for it.
Yes, he did.
Can we go back to that back baptism?
Yeah.
What do you want to know about the baptism?
Like the Holy Spirit, you said the water. I mean, how does the water and the Spirit ties in together?
Okay, the water and the Spirit ties in together. I'm going to put it to you like this, and I think you'll understand it better. Now, you know when Jesus walked this earth, he went to John the Baptist to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you following me? After
right.
he was baptized and came and he was brought up out of the water, the Spirit lit on him like a dove, which he already had the Spirit. But it's the Spirit lit on him like a dove. So what I'm saying, when we get baptized, see, Jesus didn't have to get baptized because he was pure from the second he came to this earth to the time he left.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that was an example for us. When we get baptized, that is for the washing away of our sin. But when we go down in that water, we got to want to wash away our sin. Don't go down there just to be gone, like a lot of people do. Stop yourself being baptized. But when I get up out of the water, I go back out in the world and do what I've been doing. So you have not been changed. Your sin has not been washed away because you had the wrong reason to go down there. So when you go to be baptized, that is for the washing away of your sin. That allow God to send his Spirit and save you and sanctify you. It may not happen overnight, and with a lot of people, it doesn't. But you sit, and when you come up out of that water, you don't have the Holy Ghost there. Get in that Bible. Go to church and pray. Because
okay, see,
you're
that's
already.
See, that's why I was trying to understand it, because like Tim said, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you are saved and at that your sins are justified and your sins are justified by a man with no sin, which is gave his life for our sins. And then for me, the way I always was taught, baptism is just an act of obedience. Not that ain't actually the water, going in the water ain't what saved you, and you don't see the Holy Ghost only by going in the water. You can have the Holy Ghost before you even go to the water. That's how I was always taught.
Some people have received the Holy Ghost before they went into the water, and then they went in the water to be baptized, because this is the example that Jesus set for us. Yes, you're right. Some people have to receive it before they was baptized. But just everybody I've known that received the Holy Ghost before they were baptized, they went and got baptized. because this is the example that Jesus set.
All right, act of obedience.
Give it to him like give it to him like this. See, when you, thank you, Jesus. When you go to work and you work all day, you left home clean. When you come home, you get in the tub of water and you wash all the dirt that you have accumulated that day off of you. When you get out that tub, you feel clean. Well, that's what baptism does. See, when you go in the water, you go in the water to get cleansed of your sin. That's the purpose of going in the water. Some people tell you that baptism is symbolic. It's symbolic of cleansingness. It's the washing away. And that's what water does. Water washes away. Even when they pierce my Lord and Savior inside, the Bible says, gushing out what? Water and blood.
Blood and water.
The water, the water was the washing, and the blood was the purifying. So this is the purpose of baptism, is to show you that you have washed away your sin. Now he said, go, and then Jesus made it plain for man. He said, look at, he said, go and sin no more.
Hey D, I understand that it is an obedient act unto God and to publicly like the publicly say, I'm being obedient to God, but to me, I just never took it as that water is what washed away my sin. My teaching was that the blood of Jesus, because if you trying to take away sin, you got to have something to replace sin that didn't have
got
no sin.
To have the Holy Ghost.
And when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you receive all three at that point. The water is just an act of obedience.
Let me just read this one verse to you, Matthew 3:11. John was talking. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Okay? But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So that water baptizing is washing of your sin, and he baptized you unto repentance. When you get up out of that water, you should get up repenting of everything you ever did that was not of Christ Jesus. And you
okay,
don't
so
have
I
to
got,
do that in front of people. You can do it to just you and God, asking God to forgive you for your sin.
I got another question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not true that at any moment someone can cry out to God, confess their sin, and be saved, and take their last breath, and never go in the water, and then you're saying they don't have the Spirit of God in them because they didn't go in the water? That's what you're telling them?
No. I'm not saying that. In that situation.
Okay, well, I got it now.
In that situation, and God choose to save them, God do whatsoever he want to do, and we praise him for it. So if you didn't get everything under the sun and you on your deathbed and you ask God forgiveness and God save you, who am I to say God don't save you? Yes. I've heard of that too.
Sophie.
So I'm not going to say they're not saved. I'm not going to say they don't have the Holy Ghost. Because God, some people, they see God, when God choose some people and they don't want to act right, some people got to make them right and take them right on up out of here so that he can keep them. Did that answer you?
Yeah, I'm good. I got it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
you know, I'm not accepting the water as what's washing away my sins. I'm accepting the blood of Jesus washing away my sins.
That is correct.
But listen, Eddie, the water baptism, said, I'm going back again. The water baptism is symbolic to Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to read this verse again, and I want you to understand and hear this verse. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Amen.
Then he said, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So he letting you, this Bible is letting you know, you got to be water baptized too. Even if you receive the Holy Ghost and not be baptized, the Spirit will lead you right on to the church to be baptized.
Hey, T. Let's look at something here. Sometimes we have to break things down in segments. Let's look at what it says. Look what you just read. That's John. He said, I indeed baptize, that's water, you with water, unto. When you do something unto, what are you doing? You walking into something. You going in to get something. And he says, unto repentance. What is repentance? What is the purpose of repenting?
Asking God forgiveness.
It's forgiveness. So John is doing this unto repentance. You're going into the water to be clean, to be forgiven, to wash away of your sin. That's the purpose. Even though the water is symbolic, it has its place. That's why John said, after me comes one. And he told you all about the one that's coming after him. But we got to first receive what unto repentance means. When we receive that, then we understand the purpose of the water.
And from the Old Testament all the way through to the New Testament, the Bible tells us, even Hebrews speaks about it, talks about it in Leviticus, all over there. It says that, this is Hebrews 9, and I'm talking about, in fact, the law requires nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no remission of sin. So in order for you to be saved, Jesus Christ, stop right there.
So Jesus shed innocent blood. Meaning a sacrifice is you got to take the opposite. You got to take, the only way you wipe away sin is you got to have someone with no sin. God looked up and down everywhere.
Correct.
And the reason he sent his only begotten son, because he was the only one without sin. So
sin.
By
Jesus
being without sin, he was able to justify those that had sin, which is us, if we receive it. And once we receive it, we receive the Spirit of God. And as you say, the old man passed away and all that. But I understand water baptism. But to me, water baptism can't do nothing for me, because if I don't accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and accept what he did on that cross, I can go down in that water the rest of my life, every day of my life. I'm just a wet sinner.
Brother, let me say this to you. When you go down in that water, you already believe. If you don't believe, you're not going to go down in the water anyway. So when you go down into that water, you already believe.
Yes. But, hey, T, but I think you should go a little further with Matthew. Let me see this real quick. I don't see them sprinkle babies
and everything and baptize them and chasten them, because that's what the parent want to do, but that don't mean they believe at that point.
Babies most of the time are sprinkled until they get old enough to be baptized.
To go underwater, yes.
fire.
But let me say this about the water. Let me say this about the water here. Listen to this here. We gave him Matthew's by way of John verse 11. But let's go a little further with it to you. Listen to this here. Verse 13 says, same chapter, my brother, same chapter, Matthew's 3 and 13 says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized. Now let's stop right there for a moment. Anything Jesus did, I want to do. Anything Jesus did, I should want to do. Anything Jesus did, I should love having done to me. Watch this here. Look what Jesus said. He says, Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Follow me a little further. He says, but John forbid him. In other words, but John said, hold on, Jesus. You going to baptize me? Look what John said. He says, John forbid him, saying, I, being John, have need to be baptized of thee. In other words, Jesus, I need you to baptize me. I'm the sinner. You the man that had no sin. You the man that knew no sin. And look what he goes on and says. He says, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me. And Jesus said unto him, suffer it to be so. You see what Jesus said? So he baptized John. He said, suffer it to be so.
Because he was teaching. He was walking from place to place teaching. I understand. Teaching and being saved is totally different. So,
amen.
Only the way you're going to be saved is you accept what Jesus did for you. And if there ain't no water in sight, you have the Spirit of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Once you accept him into your heart and you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth.
Thank you so much.
Now, the baptism is an act of obedience.
You.
It's not what saved
you. Hold on, see. Let me get out to you. We call him Danny Boy.
Brother Danny Boy, and I understand because you understand. I see you understand. So at this point, we're going to cut this off right here. And I'm going to ask Sister Fan, have we given her everything that she needs? Thank you so much for your question. Sister Fan?
Okay.
Sister Fan?
Thank you.
Have we given you everything that you need? Okay.
Sister Fan? Okay. She said she's okay. I already talked to her. I talked to her already.
Oh, okay.
She's good.
So
she's
at
good.
This time, we have no other hands up. We have no other hands up. So at this time, Brother Tim, are you with me? Okay. So I'm going to do, I'm going to do a closing prayer. And I truly thank God for this day, for everything that I've heard, for each and every one that's called in and had questions. I thank God for that. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you, dear God, for this service on tonight. We thank you for each and every one that called in, had questions, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that you answer their every need. Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless us, continue to bless Brother and Sister Fan. Father God, give Brother Fan that peace that he so badly needs. Father God, he knows you, he loves you, and I know he knows that you have already given him that peace. Father God, and we thank you. Bless that whole family, God, as they going through this trying time, Father God. Father God, bless them, strengthen them, keep your loving, protective arms around them. Father God, and we ask you to bless Sister Emily, Sister Gina, and her family. Father God, and we ask you to bless Brother Tatum. Father God, teach them. We want to keep them lifted up before you. Father God, and we ask you to bless my pastor, Pastor McMillan, who's going in tomorrow for a heart procedure. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him right now. Father God, we ask you to put Jesus in those doctors' hands. and let Jesus do that procedure that he'll come out with no problem. Father God, and we know you're able, God. Father God, we ask you to bless all the listeners, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the schools, Father God. Watch over the children, not only in the Michigan school, but all over the world, Father God. Father God, bless the people that they'll get on their knees and they'll begin to call on you and pray to you so until they put prayer back in the school, till they put prayer in the White House, till they put prayer, Father God, out in the streets, Father God, everywhere we go, Father God. Father God, let it be somebody praying. Father God, we thank you. We will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
And before I turn it over to Brother Dahl, I just want to make my announcement for on next Wednesday night. We will be back, same time, same station. And we would appreciate it. We appreciate each and everybody that comes out. And we ask you to be back with us again on next Wednesday night. Also on Tuesday night when Brother D have his hour of his gospel hour.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, same channel. And we just thank God for all of you. And at this time, I turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dahl.
We came to let you know tonight that there is a man that got all power in his hands. And I don't care what kind of trouble you get in tonight, he'll always be your friend. He'll always stand by your side. And I can't find no better words to say tonight than to express this song that I'm singing, no other than this right here. Jesus will never say no. That's what my mama told me when I was nothing but a little boy. She said, when you grow up, son, remember I told you, he'll never say no.
Closing words before we get out of here, Sister Mary, before you go? You got any closing words?
I just thank God for everything and everybody. Just pray my strength in the Lord as I pray to you. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. All right, Sister Mary. Appreciate you. God bless. Have a great one. You can hang on up.
All right. You too. Okay.
All right. Thank
I
you.
Will do just that. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, y'all. That was a very interesting, a very interesting discussion we had going on. So let's move right along and move into the rest of the, what you call it? I'm at home now, so I got more control of my board there. So I can better navigate things right now. Very interesting discussion. I don't know whether we're going to carry it on the back lines or what's going to be done, but it is what it is. I don't want to say what I want to say because I don't want to say what I want to say. Let's see. Let open his mic. His eyes back up there. Kid, where you at? Danny boy, you still out there, B-boy? Danny boy. Kid, hit the one button.
Yeah, I'm still
here. How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? We on the other side of the ocean right now, so. Yeah, we can get some more stuff started here. What up, kid?
What's going on, dog?
I can't call.
I'm all right, kid. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh. What up, Trina Lee? No. y'all leave me alone. I'm discombobulated there. D-Boy, go ahead on you and kid talk and do something, man, so I get re-inclinated here.
No, dog, I'm good, dog. You know, you had a show, and a lot of times we don't participate in that part of the show. I feel like just coming on tonight, and I enjoyed everything, you know. It was good stuff being said, you know, but, you know, people, you know, certain things, certain people convicted, you know, in different ways, and, you know, that's all. But I was glad we was able to talk about it, and it wasn't complicated. You know, I appreciate
Brother D hit the one button again. He came back. He came back. I think he had some else to say. I can't say what I want to say because I'll tell y'all later on.
I can't. Okay. Yeah. Bro, dog, that's something you make. So I can't. I think the question was a very intelligent question. I was somewhat glad to see it proposed to the service. But I leave this with my brother. And see, the Bible says some things are done by fasting and prayer. Some things we just not going to receive. We have to fast them and pray on them, and the Lord will give. If we truly want it, then he'll give it. But you have to just understand God's word. Read it. Understand it to be what it is. For if Jesus go to John to be baptized, who am I? See, that should sell everything right there. That says it all. That says Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan, which is the Jordan River, unto John to be baptized of him. That should be nothing else said. But some things we have to just pray on. Yes, sir.
AD.
Yes, sir.
I agree with all that.
Yes, sir.
I'm not disobedient to baptism. I've been baptized. I believe in all that.
Mm-hmm.
Only part was a little conflicting to me is you go down the water, you come back up, Holy Ghost and all that. That's not biblical. Mm-hmm. That's not biblical. What saves you and allow you to receive the Spirit of God is Jesus Christ dying on the cross that had no sin. The only way you can wipe out sin is find somebody.
Okay.
In the old days, they used sheep and bulls and cows and goats and all that and shed their blood. But Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. So I don't think you should give the water no credit as is that's where the Holy Ghost come from. A Holy Ghost.
Okay, hold on, boy. I like what you're saying. See, I give you what the words say. I can't give you what Brother D said. Let's travel on down a little further through Matthew then, since we're there. Let's travel. Let's look at verse 16. That's chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, that's the water, he says, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, here we go. Right here, my brother, right here. It get real good here. The Bible says, and lo, the heaven was open unto him, and he saw the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost of God, descended upon like a dove. It landed up on him. That's what the Bible says. It says, and light up on him.
Okay.
In other words, the Holy Ghost. Okay. Come on.
He was the Spirit. He was God. But I'm saying when I come up out the water, I didn't ascend like no dove and spit all that. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with.
Okay, hold on, Danny boy. I'm not saying you're disagreeing, but listen. Okay, but let's go back to what
I'm saying. That ain't where you get the
y'all, look here. Y'all been had it. Y'all been had a discussion, but y'all got to let one talk. Y'all got to let one talk and listen.
Okay, you're right, dog. Mm-hmm. AD, I'm saying I don't agree with is I ain't got to go down in the water to get the spirit. That's all I don't agree with.
Hold on, Danny boy, I didn't hear what you said. Say that again. You said something about you don't agree. I said
I don't agree that I going down in the water. I got to go down in the water to get the spirit of God. I don't agree with that part.
Okay, like I said, this is a great discussion. And dog, let me say this real quick, dog. Sometimes when you see us speaking over each other, there's a delay in some of these phones. And some of these might be a delay. He won't hear me being quiet, or he won't hear him being quiet, and we'll start talking over each other. But listen to this, Danny boy. You said you don't agree with going down in the water to receive it. Remember I told you earlier, pierced Jesus in the side. The Bible says, came out what? It says gushing out of water and blood. The water is the cleansingness. The blood is the purification of it. Together, hear what I said? Together. Not one without the other, but together. And I say again, my brother, some things, no matter what I say or how I explain it to you, or how Brother Tim or Sister Mary explain it to you, some things we just not going to get until we, being in this case Brother Danny Boy, Brother D, Brother Dog, Sister Mary, something we just not going to get until we pray and ask the Lord for utterance of his word. See, sometimes God has to give it to you. Sometimes man can't do it.
Oh, yeah, I know how to get it. If you desire anything of him that's in his will and you truly want to know, he'll give it to you. But the only thing I'm going to tell you, that's the way he gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I fought it, that's the way he gave it to me. That the only thing that's going to wash away my sin. See, the Spirit of God ain't going to come into nothing unclean.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't mix. Okay. Ain't nothing going to glory that's not pure. And the only thing does when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and do the thing that he asks you to do, the only thing that does is justify your sin. It justify your sin, but you still have a sin nature. So you justify, and then as you grow in God and in the Word and allow him to take be ahead of your life, then you begin to be sanctified, and you will never be completely sinless until you go to the other side, till you go to glory. And that's when you are glorified, and the only thing going over there is your spirit. And the only way you have that spirit is by accepting Jesus Christ. If there was no water nowhere in sight, you can be saved and go to heaven, and ain't got to touch no water. That's my only thing.
Okay, well, let's look at what the Word said. That's what you hung up on. Let's look at what the Word said about that then. See, I believe in the Word. I don't believe in Brother D. Monty gave this verse earlier. She says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Remember I asked you earlier, we got to understand what unto means. That's going into something. Repentance means what? We're going into receiving freedom, because he's gonna accept this water as cleansingness. He's gonna remove all of my sin. We're going into, that's what repentance is. I'm repenting of what I've done wrong. Now look what he says. Now let's follow it. You say you don't accept that, but the Bible says you should. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. He says, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whom shoelaces I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hold on to that. Don't let it go. And verse 16 says, and Jesus, being who coming after John, when he was, Jesus being baptized, went up straightway out of the water. He come out the water, and lo, the heaven was opened up unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighted upon him. Now, the dove being of the Holy Ghost. We was repentant. We went into the water to repent of our sin, and we came out with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said,
okay.
What he has done, he said, we will do greater. Okay?
Don't overpower me. Okay, so now let me ask you this.
I shut up already.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
A man driving down the highway, get in a bad accident.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody there. He hurting. He busted over. He bleeds. Lord God, I know I have sinned against thee.
Mm-hmm.
And he confessed his sins right then. He suffered in that car. He suffered. And he asked for forgiveness. And he truly accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He repents of all his sins, and he confessed, and Jesus saved him on the spot. The meds get there, rush him to the hospital, he dead. The family come in, and they announce him dead in the corner and all that. They take that man and have his funeral. So can he go to heaven?
Go ahead.
Can he go to
the Bible says?
Can you hear me, brother?
That he reigns. I hear you. I said sometimes there's a delay.
Can he go to heaven?
If I stop sneezing, I say, oh, man, if I first stop sneezing, my brother, you got to give him a chance.
And
the Bible says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So to answer your question, can he? Yes, he can. Can he not? No, he cannot. See, there's a 2-4 there. He can and he cannot. Only
wait,
God
now,
knows.
But wait, D.
You posed the question. Now you got to give me. Hold on. I didn't say that when you were speaking, bro. We're going to do this one at a time. We're going to get it. We're going to get there. He can and he cannot. What I mean by he cannot, that means only God knows. But here's what God gave us. God gave us the way to get there. So why would we want to hinge our salvation on a last second decision? In other words, what I'm trying to get you to see is that if I had a scold every time I got the ball to get a touch, I would have to worry about hinging my win or my chance of losing this game on a last second field goal that I might miss or I might make. Do you see what I'm saying now?
But sometimes they win, right?
Yeah, so
This is my thing. When you say, you'll say, I'm going to go by what the word says. The word say, if you confess
with your
mouth and believe in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if that man does that, it don't say you might, can, or you can't. It say you shall.
Mm-hmm.
You shall inherit the kingdom of God, right? Is that not the word?
Okay.
So
somewhat.
I'm not saying water, if you do the water baptism, it's not an act of obedience. I ain't saying you shouldn't do it. Only thing I'm saying is I don't think you have to go in the water to receive the Spirit of God to come and live inside of you. That's the only thing I'm questioning right there.
Okay, well, let me go to what you just went to. Here's what you went to. Let's go to the book of Romans. The book of Romans 10 and 9. Look what it says. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, we got there, but we deviated from that and we went somewhere else. We got to see what the scripture says. This is what the scripture says. That God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's a difference in being saved and being a person of Holy Ghost. In other words, there's a difference in being saved and receiving the Holy Ghost. You don't just necessarily, and not that you can't, But I'm saying, don't, and I go back to the game analogy, don't hang your last money on the last second. He says, thou shalt be saved. And look what he says now. He says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. See, when man go in the water, man go in believing that he going to be, what? Just what Matthew 11, what Matthew 5 and 11 gave you. Man going to go in the water, believe he going in the water unto repentance. See, that's what man going to believe in. Man believes that he's going in to be repentant of his sin. You feel what I'm saying? So then, let's go a little further now. It says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So he went in the water believing that he would be cleansed of his sin. He came out with the mouth saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's so true, my brother. So true. I was over there earlier, and he turned me around with the when he gave that verse, I was about to go there. That's called growth, my brother. That's growth. That's what that is. That's what I said earlier. Some of these things are done by fasting and praying. See, that's one of those things where we're praying and the Lord give us utterance of his word. I just received a text, and I'm going to give you what the Bible says. Jesus answered, very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is a flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is a spirit. Brother Danny Boy, you still there? Brother Dog, can you hear me? I don't hear anything at all. I'm still on.
Hello?
Danny Boy, can you hear me? Hello?
Brother D. Brother D.
Okay. I hear my mic said be unmuted. Can you hear me now?
Brother D.
Hello? Yes, come on, my brother. Come on. I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know what it is. This time.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I wasn't hearing nobody. Now I hear them say my mic just over. I couldn't hear nothing.
But I'm gonna say something why they can't hear you. I listen to y'all. I'm in the stage to where I want to learn more about the Bible and more in life and be a better person. That's why I come on and listen
Amen.
To y'all.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Everyone needs growth. Everyone needs learning experiences. You don't know everything in life. The more you listen and the
Amen.
Less you talk, the more you can learn. And that's what saved my life.
Amen.
It's trying to be a better person and a better understanding of God.
Amen. I thank
Danny
the
boy,
Lord for you, my
boy?
Brother.
But this is someone on. Danny Boy.
Yeah, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I hang
up and call back. Danny Boy, hang up and call back.
I think, brother. Thank you, Brother Pat Joe, for that testimony.
Oh, they
I thank
you,
Brother Dog
you.
For that scripture.
Dude,
right,
they
bro, then, Danny Boy, can you, oh, okay. All right, Danny Boy, can you hear me? Hello? I can't hear.
Okay, he dropped off. He dropped off too.
Dropped off
something going on with that phone, evidently, because I, like you said, you and did the same thing. Believe it or not, mine did it too. Maybe the Lord don't want y'all talking about what y'all talking about. Maybe the Lord don't want y'all talking about that.
Hey.
Dad, you can get some good phones.
Mine went out too now. I don't know why mine went out. No, I ain't did nothing. I'm just listening.
You know, I was about to go to a verse. And I received the verse that I was about to go to from Brother Dog himself. I'm going to tell the world who sent it to me because I'm so proud of him doing what he's doing. See, Brother Dog, let me say this. That's why I wait on Danny Boy to come back. I want to say this. And some people
I can't
said,
take the credit, somebody sent it to me. I can't take the credit.
But,
somebody sent it to me.
someone sent it to him, and Brother Dog sent it to me. But I'm going to say this as I wait on Brother Danny to come back. I'm so proud of Brother Pi Joe. I'm so proud of anyone that's on this line listening to us and have a made-up mind or trying to make up their mind that they want to get to know Jesus Christ. Because, brothers and sisters, contrary to what we believe, this earth that we're in, the Bible says we are just pilgrims passing through. In other words, the Bible says we're on a borrowed land. You know, when you borrow something, it's a temporary usage, and you have to give it back. Well, that's how we are here. Contrary to what man may believe, we are passing through this land on our way home, and we're living to die to live again. Oh, we're going to live again. Now, what we're going to live at is our decision that we have to make. The Bible says hell is enlarging itself daily. So if you want to go to hell, he's making room for you. The Lord turned around and looked at the Lord told man, he said, the road to damnation is wide. And he said, many travel therein. He said, but the road to salvation is narrow and few find it there. And I like this about my God. Even though he says few will find it, that means there's a smaller portion will find it. He said, but yet there's room.
Me and Kia staying out of his room.
He said, yet there's room. So every... contrary to what man believes, you going to need God one day. And I'll show you something, what man will do. Let man get locked up. Let man get in trouble. See the first thing he said. See the first thing he called. He don't call mama.
Danny boy, they want you back, Danny boy. You all ain't. Danny boy hung up again. He hung up again. I don't know if he's hanging up because he don't want to talk or he's hanging up off his phone messing up.
What you know something, dog, sometimes we have to let things go and let them be what they be. When you truly want an answer from the Lord, you pray on it, and God will give it to you. So if you truly want it, he'll get it.
Danny boy.
Hello?
Danny boy.
I'm on the show, dog. Listen, I'm on your show, but it's coming up a Tommy Dog Talk show. I'm already on the show, on the line. I just hit the one button. I don't know what these phones doing.
I got you. I mean, there's a time. The Bible says there's a time and place for all things. But listen to this here. I want to go to Brother John, chapter 3. And I'm going to start at the very first verse. I want you to see something here. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher coming from God. For no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with them. Jesus answered and said unto him, very, very. Now see, when Jesus said very, brothers and sisters, he wants your attention. When he said very, very, he really wants you to sit still and give him all your attention. He don't want you moving around at that point in time. He says, very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born, it said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, if you get your Bible, you follow me, you'll see that the last sentence paragraph I just gave is read, right? That's Jesus speaking himself. He's not allowing man to write for him. He's speaking directly. In other words, a lot of stuff that we read in the Bible, they're spoken off of inspiration what God gave man to write. But when in red writing, he's speaking of himself. Look what he says here. Let's go to verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? In other words, bro, you 60, almost 64 years old. How you going to be born again? You've been born. He says, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And we all know that man come what? From mother's womb. I can't go back. I'm a little too big to get back up in there. But look what the Bible says. Jesus answered, very, very, I say unto thee. And this is the good part here. This one is just get real so sweet, so sweet, so true. If you don't understand this, you never understand nothing. He says, except a man be born of water, W-A-T-E-R, and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, that's the book of John. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, your four gospel writers. Those that want to go back and read again, grab John 3 and start. Amen.
I can't argue.
Is there any
I
more
can't
questions?
Argue, I don't know nothing about it. Danny boy, you still on?
What?
Get between y'all.
I'm not going to argue the word.
Nah, I'm good.
I do the best
good,
I can
dog.
To
I'm
show
good,
man
good,
what the word
I'm
says.
Good.
That's all I can do.
I mean,
I give man everything God give me. He don't want us to argue over. He wants to have discussion over. He don't want man to argue over his word. But the Bible says he's
not
the
argue.
We're not
going to do that, D. We're not going to do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
We're good. I'm good.
Amen.
I'm
all
good.
Right.
Okay.
And Brother Pat Joe, if you're listening, I want to tell Brother Pat Joe, keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep reaching up, and God will pull you up. You know what I'm saying? Keep reaching up, and I promise you he'll pull you up. He said in his word, if I be lifted up, when you're reading God's word and asking God for understanding, you're lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Back to you, brother.
All right, guys. Pajo, Kid, Danny Boy, y'all old, man. We got in the drama we want to start. And believe it or not, that was a sort of like a semi-drama, because we still got a lot of people on here. We still got a lot of people on here for some reason.
Hey, that's not drama, dog. It's a good thing you got a lot of people on. That's a lot of people, dog, that take it serious. Although they may not always act like it, they take it serious, man.
What I'm trying to say, they always want to hear some controversy. It's semi-controversial, but it ain't wrong with if you want to get understanding that you don't understand. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So it is what it is. Kid, come on back in there. Leave me here by myself, kid. Where you at, boy?
Yeah, well, everybody got their own beliefs, dog.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's why I say that's one thing I can't discuss technically the Bible and article. When I do it or ask about it, I want to know what I'm talking about. I halfway know it, mm-hmm. I halfway don't. So I sit back and listen when that stuff come up. But I'm glad to see, and I'm glad, like Brother D just said earlier. I mean, he just said then. And Danny Boy just said it. I'm glad to see some people on there listening, and somebody sent me that scripture, so they was following along. So we got some people on there listening in there that know the Bible evidently. So. And I want to say one more thing while we're on here about that Bible study. If y'all was listening, I know y'all were on there listening. You see our sister Fan come on here and say she needed a prayer for her husband. You know, Brother Fan, he one of us, running with one of us. That's a good thing, man. And I try to tell y'all, man, just because you might not want to hear the services, if some people out there want to hear these services, man, and if we can reach one person out here with these services, man, it's a good thing, man. So just because we don't want to listen to them, don't mean people out there that we ain't got people out there that want to hear. And I'm glad to see Danny Boy come on here. If he don't understand it, ain't nothing wrong with him coming on here trying to get an understanding. And if he get it, he get it. If he don't, he don't. I can't fight that battle. I'm going to sit back and listen to it, though. I can't fight it, but I'm going to listen. So it is what it is.
But, dog, it's one thing that's good about it that the service is available. I mean, I haven't listened to your show for 4 or 5 years and never thought that I would need the service. And all of a sudden I needed it a year ago.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for y'all's service, hey, I was lost.
Appreciate
but I knew I had y'all to listen to, or y'all to listen to my pain, pray for me.
Appreciate it, man.
This
means
another,
a lot, man.
And you never know when you're going to need somebody. That way you don't never knock them.
Yeah.
Because you never know
Sister
when you
Fan,
might
need when Sister Fan came on this and texted me and said she wanted prayer, then something hit me. I pulled off. I was driving. I pulled off to the side of the road because I got kind of messed up when Sister Fan called me and said that. Then when she said, Brother Fan,
You know, she drug it on. She scared me. I started crying. Because, see, Brother Fan is my main, one of my main men. I mean, Brother Fan been with me for a minute. You know, he always, you know, he was rowdy, but he like you, Pat Joe. He done calmed down some now. But like she said, he was crying. I pulled off the side of the road. I started now going crying. I was crying, too. I didn't want y'all to know it, but I was, though. But these services is going to go as long as I can do them. I'm gonna do them. I mean, Brother Deacon do what he want on his service. Sister Marilyn should do what she want on his service. I don't try to control their services. So if it's something that y'all like or don't like, you must take it up with those individuals. I do not tell them what to do and what not to do on their show. They do anything. They are at liberty to do anything they want on their show. Sister Marilyn can do what she want on her show. Brother Deacon do what he want on his show. So whatever they do, y'all, if it's a problem with it, address them. I don't even want to know. Address them. Well, anyway, that's been said, man. What's going on, man? We got 97 people on here tonight. That's a.
Well,
somebody right.
How did testing go at Darlington tonight?
We were at Darlington. We were at Darlington. Kids, you trying to be funny, kid? Kids, you trying to be funny? Yeah, I got jumped on because I let the cat out of the bag that we had testing. We was at Orangeburg tonight, and all I got to say is Trigger Man had about 5 cars there that he was driving. That's all I'm going to say. I had two there that I was driving. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Well, Trigger Man feeling pretty good right now. Well, as quoting you, if you got two roosters in the hen house, one of them got to leave.
Yeah. Who the two roosters?
So, you and Trigger Man.
No, when it's me and Trigger Man in there, but one rooster, that's me.
Oh, okay.
No, kid.
If me and Jamie is in the hen house, you ain't got two roosters. You got, I'm the rooster.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What you want, Trigger? Come on in there, Trigger. You can start. Hey. Tonight, hey, we got, hold up. We got 97 people on here tonight. Now, this Wednesday, we ain't never had 97 people on here on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So you got my attention when you say I'm the rooster. Yes,
I'm the rooster. What do you mean?
Don't get me wrong.
Trigger Man is a bad man and all that. But when me and Trigger Man in the same in house, that means we trying to raise each
rooster.
Other. Raise, ain't for one rooster. That's me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's me. Mm-hmm. That's me.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just telling you where it is. Don't get me wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't never said I was faster than Trigger Man and all that stuff. Now, he got different cars and faster cars than me. But if we go in the same hen house, meaning that he got a car and I got a car in that hen house, I am the rooster.
Well, in other words, does he have anything to accommodate you with?
But he didn't have it today.
Oh, he does? Oh, he didn't have it today. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So I am the rooster.
Okay. King Rooster.
Like I said, you know, like I said, they had a testing today, and it was at Orenburg, and I didn't pull the, and I, from what I found out last night, I didn't pull the telly, but I never did say where it was going to be at. I just said Jamie had a private testing. All I'm going to tell y'all, because you know I can't hold water.
Uh-huh.
Watch out. That bruiser look real good. Ghostbuster look real good, too. Ghostbuster was that.
Well, I got a buddy up here in Chicago say he really don't give a shit about neither one of them.
Uh-oh.
Well, guess what? Hold up, Trick. You heard what Kia said, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard what Kia said? That boy should have straightened Kia when he said it. The optional word is he in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't raising in Chicago.
You got a uh-oh. Point there.
601-9397. Who is this?
Hey, dog.
Talk to me, boy.
You say everybody look good by themselves. I'm going back on mute.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Hey.
Oh, man.
He ain't lying. But hold on. Oh, Trigger Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, Trigger Lee.
Where you at, dog? Yeah.
You heard what that caller just said, didn't you? Did you hear what that caller just said?
I did hear what the caller said.
Okay, y'all be quiet. What did he say, Trika?
He said, dog, you did say, and kind of look good by itself.
All right. Trika, when you fix up and put your stuff on and look in the mirror, who you with?
I'm with me.
You by yourself. Don't you still look good, baby?
Hell yeah.
Ah, yeah. So you can look good. All right, then. All right, then. Right. Big Trickle. Hey, kid. Big Trickle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big
Trickle.
Hey,
my bad. Hey, hey, how you doing, Trickle? How you doing, Mr.?
What's going on?
Big Trickle.
Big.
What's up?
Talk to Trickle, baby.
Not much.
Talk to Trickle, baby.
You say any car look good by itself, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Hey. Well, I'm going to be honest with you now. That never was my statement about any car look good by itself. That's the statement on some jokers that, you know, saying that you got to be beside me to look. You got to be beside me when you're looking good. Being by yourself don't mean shit. But they tell the truth. That never was my consumption that all cars look good by themselves, because that's a lie. You know, we got a whole bunch of them going out there by themselves look like shit. Mario looked like shit by himself. But when he came down for that check, well, Danny boy, that's your cue, Danny boy. You said it. When he come down for that check, though, he looked like he supposed to look. He turned that light on. Where you at, Danny boy? Help me out now. Help me out, Danny boy. Help me out. Yeah, he keep on swapping over to the other line. I know what he's doing. Let me see. We still got 9 or 7 people on here. Ain't nobody hung up yet. They ain't up. We need some drama. They waiting on that drama.
They trying to hear something. Yeah. They trying to hear something about that Tessa tune.
Well, I just told y'all. I can't say no more. Let me see. I'm going to get Jamie on the phone. He called
Jamie.
Cowboy was down there. He robbed somebody.
My buddy said he will meet a bunch of them down in Steele, Alabama at Bobby Cole's place if they want to oblige him.
I'm finna pull a Danny boy, since Danny boy won't talk with his faggot ass. Put a name on it, kid.
See, his name is unknown, as far as I know.
Unknown used to be on the show. Unknown dead. He died.
Right. Gone. Been gone a year.
I ain't trying to be nasty or funny, but I gotta keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this the year of me being. I ain't got no friends. This the year of me ain't got no friends.
Well, what kind of car you got, kid?
Well, let me put it this way. He's unfriendly. Let me put it this way. He's unfriendly.
He's very unfriendly.
Let me see if I get Trigger on there. Trigger!
Here at my headquarters. Sorry, we're busy at the moment. If you leave your name and number, I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
Hold on, I gotta give him the keyword to see if he's there. Bring it! Oh shit, he ready. He's ready. What's up, Billy? What's happening? I'm like Leaky Leon. What's happening there? What's going on, dog?
Ooh,
Jamie, you know me.
Ooh,
wee. Jamie,
I can't.
Hey,
dog. I smell like doo.
Oh, man.
What's up, dog? What's going on with that Willie Chewy?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, who on the road? Somebody on the road besides me. I hear a lot of road noise.
Let me see what that Chef Lee got.
Yeah, Chef Lee got about 2 bad tires, one in the front and one on the back driver's side.
Lord.
No, it ain't Chef Lee. Hold on, it ain't Chef Lee.
My bad, Chef Lee.
Hold on.
That Danny boy, one of them Toyota, them one of them trucks, he got a color.
Dog, call Jamie.
Oh,
Lord. That's Trika with that Cadillac. She running low out.
She got my 8,000
and
one time.
I got it. Damon, hold up. Hold up, Damon.
What's up, Daddy boy? I'm just messing with
you.
Yes, sir.
Let me set it up for you. I can't name the show. Y'all hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. I got to sit down.
Y'all hold on for Dog Mutual now. Y'all hold on for Dog Mutual now.
I came on the show. I came on the show. Everybody was being facetious. They said, Dog, how your press session going in Darlington? I said, okay. I said, y'all got jokes. We weren't in Darlington. I said, I got cussed out already because Jamie had a closed session at Orangeburg. So I told him, I said, Bruiser look. I didn't say Bruiser. I said, Jamie had five cards.
Yes, you did.
I said Bruiser look good, and Ghostbuster.
Okay,
and I'm going on mute. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going on mute. You got it now.
Yeah,
but dog. Now, Kid came on with some dumb shit. Somebody got somebody up in Chicago looking for you, and I'm going on mute. Y'all can handle it from there. Chef Lee, you're my
But the only person that thought they was fast in Chicago left, and they down south, and that was Biz. So anybody really left in Chicago, talk to me.
Oh man.
All right, now, take the great
God.
Out.
Damn.
What's up?
I ain't
trying to bring Tate out the bushes, boy, because AM Tate was drinking about 8 drinks last night, man, and the day before. Man, I ain't no Tate was drunk like that. And then, you know the thing about it, I seen him post a day that he went to work. Ain't no way in the hell he drunk all that drink last night that he went to work.
Oh, shit.
Then he was on the morning show this morning, Jamie. He was on the morning show this morning.
Tate gets it in, baby. Tate gets it in.
But what you got going on there, Willie, dog? I know you got something going on. I know it. See, dog, you see?
No, Jamie.
Hey, Streaker.
I got back home from the trip, Jamie. And I got, Jamie, I told you had five calls there, Jamie.
Wait a minute, dog. I can't hear Tate.
That's Tate.
Hold on, dog. Go ahead, Tate.
Yeah, but Trigger, you should have been on 2 days ago and heard Tate.
Be quiet, Jamie.
What's up, Tate?
He watching you.
Hey, Tate, when you
that hard, Tate? He watching you that hard, Tate.
Did you just realize you said, I ain't know Tate was drunk, but you saying I was drunk. So you know what I'm saying? You don't even know what you're really saying.
I don't know what I'm saying, man. Tate, you hear what dog?
How was your test session today, man?
I'm drunk, my dog on self, man. I'm so stressed out, man. I don't know what to do, man.
First day out of the loop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Everything went good as far as, you know what I'm saying, not being out in the wild. You know, I ain't going to say it's race ready, lock in ready, but it'll get there. It's further.
He's going through a bad area.
Jamie, I got scared.
Hey, Trigger, one thing about it. Ain't nothing about being scared. I'm just keeping it real. That's all.
I'm just talking because you went through a bad spot and your voice went out. That's why I said it.
I'm on the back road. Oh, okay.
He just being a little cautious now, Trigger. That's all.
No, Tate.
He was being so cautious, Tate. He was watching drink to make sure that damn trailer don't pull in that damn.
Hey, Trigger, I won't worry about that trailer pulling another day. You can bet that. Now, tomorrow, he might get pulling there anytime he get ready. But today, I won't worry about pulling another day. Hey, Trigger, matter of fact, two trailers came another day. They still at the gate.
Trying to get in.
Yeah, they still at the gate. I opened the gate and I locked it back. I told him I'd be there in the morning, about 9-10 o'clock. They'll get in then.
Oh my lord!
Now you don't reckon one of them was Tate was?
I don't reckon nothing. Ask him.
I wouldn't nobody that like that trick, but no, I'm tired, man. you know the bad part about it, I ain't ate all day or nothing, man. Them cars that have you going drive, man, them cars drive
you
crazy,
man.
I ain't ate all day, man.
When it's time to go. You eat fumes when it's time to go. You don't care.
Yeah, but
I'm going to get you about 10
yeah, but
you
right about
up, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I got a bottle of ketchup. I keep a bottle of ketchup with me, Tree. I don't open no. I ain't got time to open 30 packs of ketchup.
I use a bottle. I stop at a dollar store and get me a bottle of ketchup. But what's going on
You had a chicken wing. You had a chicken wing, Trickley.
Yeah, I had one piece of chicken, dog. That was it. That's a beast. That's the only thing I had. I told who was out there just then, but my bad. Yeah, that person gave me one piece of chicken, man.
Dang.
But yeah, Trickley, everything going good. Everything going good.
I'm good. Hey, man, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your first ass cut. I'm trying to see how it's gonna play out.
Did you put some ketchup on that chicken? Did you put some ketchup on the chicken? Yeah, this on this thing here. I want to know. What you doing with this bottle of ketchup? I need to know what you're doing.
Hey, Skin, ketchup on the chicken.
Yeah, Skin, I put ketchup on everything. But I put ketchup on my whistle. You have to put ketchup on my whistle, man, if I blow the whistle. Hey, Skin, you see I got me a whistle, doesn't it, Skin?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to ask Skin, you got to ask
Skin. Yeah, I know, dog. Hey, dog, I'd never forget that, dog. We went up there. Skin had that whistle, dog. I tell Skin every time I see him, he got there, that whistle. Yes, sir. I won't be lying. That's why I got that whistle. I got that from Skin.
Yeah.
I never forget that. I got that from Skin. I just ain't got my striped shirt yet. You know, I might put the cars on the back of a striped shirt. My whistle.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm about to bring
it.
You're
going to get a cut. You're going to get a cut, Skin, of that shit.
You're
going to get a cut for the proceeds. I'm going to sell out the whistle and the shirt.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
The whistle and
hey,
the shirt
take,
right.
Hey, Tate, Skin don't need you to tell him how to do his hustle, man. Damn, you try to coach everybody. And you try to coach the wrong people, man.
Hey, Tate, keep your eyes open, Tate.
Yeah, you better keep your eyes open, Tate, because I'm keep your eyes open. You just keep your eyes open. Hey, Skin. Hey, you see, I had to post. I post that picture just for him, too. I know he was going to look at it. I know it was going right through it was going right through his newsfeed.
Wait, hold up. I ain't even been on Facebook. You post another picture today, nigga?
Hey, Tate, don't do that. Don't do that, Tate. Don't do that now. Now you want to act like you ain't... you act like you ain't seen nothing.
No, I know about the one last week. I ain't seen nothing today.
Hey, Skin, do you believe that? You believe that, Skin?
Man. Tate know he been on Facebook today.
You know, I put a comment or something. I would have liked the motherfucker or laughed or something. Now you finna make me go look, motherfucker.
You might then recognize the motherfucker, baby.
It made me go look. Oh, yeah. Go look.
You might then recognize.
We're gonna crank everything back up, you know what I mean? But we slow motion right now. Tim. Hey,
he ain't want me to see that bag. I know the motherfucker here tagged me to the motherfucker. Have it on my damn page.
I was in a rush, and the service was bad for some reason out there, man. I couldn't even Wi-Fi the internet. Service bad.
To the motherfucker.
Hey, Tate, I can't say too much. Tim put some damn super glue on my lips, man. I don't know. I'm talking now. Tim put some super glue on my lips.
With that. I'm glad because I don't want you to see. That's why I don't really be putting shit on Facebook and saying, look, I like Tim. I don't want Tim to be mad at me, man. So I fuck with you on the phone. I ain't going to say none of that shit.
I'm not Tim good, man. Hey, the best, man, hey. Man, hey, you know, Tim Dooley, man, that Dooley was so happy today. He was hooked up to that damn trailer and Dooley ain't know what to do, man. Damn Dooley, tired of that boat, Tate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that dude the top of that boat, man.
I don't know where the fuck he be boating at, but look like he can boat all year round, goddammit. He look like he ain't never stopped boating. Shit.
Yeah, but where everybody else at on here today? Where is everybody at? Well, I want to know.
Jamie, this Wednesday, we got 98 people on the phone tonight. We don't never have that many on Wednesday, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
what are they waiting on? What? So don't nobody want to push their button and act like they want to do something.
Oh.
Somebody need to be like, somebody should be ready to get on the business lock in for this weekend, goddamn, for the show.
Oh, yeah. Nothing to talk about, Tate. God almighty. The only thing I need to do now is get me about 7 hours of rest. Now, I'm going to cut my phone off. I'm going to cut my phone off when I get to the house. I got to. My brain feel like, man, feel like my, I don't know, man. My head thumping like hell, man.
I told you, you had about 5 on there, Jamie. You had about 5 on there, the track.
Yeah, I got, dog. I couldn't even put the battery charge on the car by the time I get back, man. It's all right, though. I love it, though, dog. I'm telling you now. Hey, dog, we were short-staffed today. I'm going to be real. We were short-staffed today. I'm going to be honest with you. We were short-staffed today, boy. I ain't know it's going to be like that. God almighty. But I'm going to tell you something, boy. Hey, dog, it's going to be some, it gonna be some calls in there tomorrow. It's going to be some calls in there tomorrow, dog.
At least charge the area. I got to get Cowboy a job. Shit.
Yeah,
man, Cowboy did. Yeah, I can't tell you what Cowboy did. Cowboy came in and robbed the man and left, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let the Cowboy went and gambling. Got the fuck on. Man,
that takes smart, boy.
But now, I got to admit, you know, Jamie got to tell me because I didn't, you know. Jamie, this was a damn good day of testing, though, for real now. You know, just saying.
Hey, dog, it was a damn good day, dog. And tomorrow's going to be even better, dog. But, dog, it probably going to be like a testing tune in there tomorrow, if the way that I feel.
Hey,
I feel like,
hey,
man, if it don't be 20 or 30 cars in there, dog, I eat you, dog.
Hey, Tate, it was 75 degrees out here today, man. 75 degrees, man. Kenny, your mic open, Kenny. 75 degrees.
No, I didn't hit no one button, dog.
Somebody did then, Kenny.
Oh, I didn't hit no one button.
Don't
get back.
Okay. Okay, bro. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, no, man, I got to admit, though, I know Jamie, you know, Jamie can say what he wanted, but it was a hell of a day of testing down there. Track was on kill. The track was on kill, man. It was on kill. Mm-hmm. Trigger, you see that, Trigger? I mean, that Trigger Man ain't.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Jamie going through a bad area. If he didn't, because he's still on here, but he didn't listen to answer another line. But, no, Tate the Great, what's up, Tate?
Man, I ain't got nothing going on. Dog's going to eat me a little supper. If y'all say supper.
Supper. Hey, kid. Take my hero right now. So. You ain't gotta push him on me right now.
Oh, okay.
You notice Jamie's feeling a little bit better now since he done got a little gas off his chest. He's feeling a little bit better now. He's a little worried now.
Yeah, it's a different feeling, dog. Like I said, man, it been a couple. I ain't been in the tree, man. I don't think I cut a old nothing today, dog. It just felt like I was in all new cars today. I wasn't thinking about the tree today, dog.
Well, that's right. Right. You had to concentrate on just trying to get a car just like that one car that didn't want to go. He want to make you make it go, and you had to make it go and all that good stuff. But that's,
oh, yeah, dog. Now, you know, I can't say this right here. Go ahead. No, I can't say this right here. You know how Tony Wright used to say, Bob was riding with him, and Bob punched the steering wheel. Bob was in the car with me today. I went about 100 foot out, man. Bob grabbed the steering wheel, dog. I said, oh, Lord. So,
yeah,
when a car do that right there, dog.
Yeah. I was going to say that one thing about them. Glad them guys trust you, man, because that guy told you. You told him the car wasn't doing what he wanted to do, and you said he told you anyway. Go on, make a pass anyway.
Oh, yeah, dog. I ain't no A. Oh, nope.
Who
I said, man,
that?
A new
Who
car.
Said that, dog? Who told him that?
A new car with new blues, dog. A driver going, I got to go. I got to go 100 foot, 200 foot, 300 foot.
You a trigger trying to trick me? Come on, who car said it like I'm supposed to tell him? You trying to trick me? Like
Who told him that, dog? Who was it?
Oh, yeah.
Bob told him.
Damn, Bob on the car and Bob in the car? Sheesh.
Yeah, well, Jamie said Bob grabbed the wheel. Hey, y'all got to excuse Jamie. He going in and out them bad areas because his phone, you know, he ain't got no good phone. So
I'm on the back road, dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, dog, really and truly, dog, I wish you, dog, you should have rolled down there with me, dog. You could have drove back, dog. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
There was more dog on it. There was more regals than anything yesterday. Oops.
dog, you can't never hold water by nothing, man.
James,
now, it ain't but a couple of regals around, and people are listening, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Do you really realize how everybody ears up because they were there figured? See, you tell them a little something to make them think. They overthink, Jamie. They don't ever think. They overthink.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dog, that's why I was trying to put. I got another picture I was going to put up. I was trying to put a car by car just to tease people a little bit, you know. Because people are real nosy now. They ain't going to say no, but people want to know what you're doing or what you got going on now. I was serious about that, dog.
Oh, I know they know it. When I got jumped on.
That's just like I post up Ghostbusters and wheelchair say, oh, you testing Ghostbusters today, I see. No, I'm testing Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
And wheelchair, hey, dog, one thing about wheelchair, he's not going to get by wheelchair. You can bet that.
The wheelchair is going to sit there and he got about 4 or 5. You go to some of them people out, they got 7 or 8 TVs watching every screen, 4 or 5 laptops there on every lap. That's what wheelchair got. He be trying to look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Came in and went out again, y'all. All right, y'all can say something, too. Y'all mics open. Everybody mic open. Y'all can say something.
Wait, Floppy.
You better be quiet now. Floppy D already got the organ over you.
Yeah, dog, I've been talking to myself. Y'all ain't heard me?
No, we didn't hear you. I told him you went out, though. Yeah, you went out. Y'all, we ain't hear nothing you said.
Hey, dog, you got people texting. You got people texting me now, dog, off the show.
I know. I told you. For a win tonight, we ain't never had this many people on here. Never.
Why not, dog?
You know, I mean, because Wednesday is really, you know. I don't know what happened. Somebody got the word or something. I don't know why all these people on here tonight.
What is the reason you think they all on here lurking for, dog? What's the reason?
See, Skin, I'm going to be honest with you, Skin. I don't know. That's why I say I don't know.
Tate,
I don't know, Tate. Let's say no. I don't know, Tay.
Hmm.
I mean, Monday and Tuesday, I know they're looking for that drama, but tonight, technically don't usually be that much drama on Wednesday unless we get lucky. But they show on here tonight for some reason or another, so if y'all want to give some drama, y'all can.
Well, you think people on here for the – no, I can't call no drama today, dog. I might hear so bad. I'm just – but you think people on here for the drama, dog?
Jamie, I really don't know. It might not be because it didn't. I mean, it didn't supposed to be no drama. So I don't know. I'm the reason I keep saying like keep asking me because it surprises me. I mean, we usually get 76 or 70 people on a Wednesday, but man, we got 98 people on here. We got 98 people on here right now.
Yeah, they on here for the drama. They want to hear Weird House bitch. All that bitch, motherfucker, they know they way now.
Well, I don't know about
who that is right there.
I thought y'all would have went fuel injected with that thing. I can look under that seat. Still got carburetors on there.
Hey, how you know that wasn't the old picture, Tay? Hey, how you know that wasn't the old picture? You're a damn fool, man.
What car you talking about, Tay?
He talking about Ghostbusters, but dog, I got...
Mm-hmm.
Probably 1,000 pictures of Ghostbusters. Damn fool!
Can I tell him something about Ghostbusters? I gotta shut up here. I can't say nothing.
No, don't say nothing, dog. I just let him think what he wants to think.
Okay. Ghostbusters.
Hey, dog. That let me know he's blowing a picture up. He's zooming in to check it out, dog. That's why I did that. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
y'all are smart.
Ain't nothing wrong with him doing his homework.
Hey, dog, I knew I'd catch him. You can't even blow the picture up and see nothing under the hood. I'm just fucking with you, Jamie. You can't even blow the fucking thing.
What
are you blowing?
Why you say?
Jamie,
go look back at it again yourself. I don't give a fuck if you blow it up or not. You can't see nothing. I'm just fucking with you, homie. You see,
man.
I like ruffling your feathers, boy.
Tate,
you can't ruffle my feathers because I don't want to put the picture up there, Tate.
I definitely got you thinking dumb shit. I got you thinking I'm dumb.
Tate, why you think I took the picture the way I did, crazy-ass man?
Hey, motherfucker, now you're telling on yourself. You just took it today as old. Which one is it? Is it old or is it new?
Tate, let me explain to you. I took that picture today while I was in the car, but why you think I took it?
Uh-oh. Why? I'm asking you why. I don't know why you feel like that.
Self-explanatory.
I don't know. Why? Did it show you was at the track?
No. I couldn't. I didn't want to take it. I didn't want to take it so you could see the inside of the scoop, Kate.
Hey, Jamie, I already think the inside of it, man. Tim showed me that shit already, man. I know what's under that motherfucker. I think that shit already.
All right. Well, you know what's up under there. Why does that matter, though?
Jamie, it don't matter. I was just busting your chops, cuz. That's all.
You can't bust my chops because you don't cook for me.
You know yourself. You just said the way you took the picture, you can't see nothing. So why would you think I blowed it up knowing I can't see a motherfucking thing anyway? Why would I blow it up?
You shooting this shit? I'm shooting this shit. We shooting at each other.
You're shooting this shit ain't making no sense.
When you're shooting this shit, it don't supposed to make sense. You're shooting this shit.
Shooting this shit. Okay, Jamie.
Hey, dog. Okay, when you're shooting this shit, it's supposed to make
you
sense
want me
or
to
no?
Send your picture? Hold on. You want me to send your picture of what's up under there?
It don't matter about all that, man. What does that matter?
Oh, okay. What does that matter? It don't matter nothing. It don't mean nothing. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. It don't mean nothing.
It don't matter. It don't
matter. You put that 44 on your ass, I bet you that.
Damn.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm gonna put that ass out there for you to try to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me help you out a little bit. Go on TRE page, and matter of fact, I'll post it up for you. Hold on. I'll post it for you.
Kate, you know he's talking a little rough tonight. He wasn't talking like that the other night, Kate.
Huh?
Hold on. Does he want to be so nosy?
Hey, dog, I'm glad. He's sounding a little stronger. He's coming on around.
Hey, Kate, I've been around. Here we go again. Same old shit, just a different day.
Uh-oh.
Here we go again. You mess with TMR?
You mess with the bull. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. That's what they told me.
Yeah. But dog, what, dog, you got to find out a way to get some new something on the show, dog. I'm tired of hearing tapes. Mm-hmm. You got to get some new stuff on the show, dog.
Well, you know, Jamie, the night's a bonus. Wednesday night's a bonus night.
Yeah, I know, but dog, you got to get some new flavor, dog. I'm gonna help try to get some new flavor on the show for 2023, dog.
Okay.
Well, so, dog, we started you a podcast, dog. What do you want? Put some new flavor in 2023.
Oh, dog.
Dog, you want to do a podcast? I'm gonna do you a podcast. I'm working on that, dog.
Today is Gina's birthday.
Miss Gina. Well, she didn't even tell me about it. Miss Gina, put your one button. Yeah, kid, why you
ain't
post up it was Miss Gina's birthday today, kid?
I did.
You post up it be Hank Aaron's birthday, Ricky Henderson's birthday.
Jamie, how the hell you know Ricky Henderson, Jamie?
I'm a baseball player, dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 24.
Quan's birthday was yesterday. Quan's birthday was yesterday.
Don't read that, dog.
Jamie. Somebody said today is kid's birthday, too.
No, it ain't.
Hey, tell him if they follow
Hey, dog, if they following Kid on Facebook and they say his birthday today, he just put any date up there. They probably say Kid birthday today for real. Kid don't know when his birthday is, man. Kid don't have birthdays no more.
No, I forgot.
Brother B sent me another text like that. I'm a bar in front of the show.
Yeah, Brother D, he's no better than that now.
803-6953, who was that? 803 number.
Thank you, dog. I'm glad somebody pushed the one button.
I can't wait for the lowrider to come out. It's going to be the one of the big events in girls' race history.
If you,
oh,
Joe,
shit.
If you call that name again, you're going to get barred. 803-6953. Who is that? Another jet leading. Brother B, I am not opening your mic. You're not been it. You've already had enough talking tonight. I'm not over here tonight, for real. He done been in enough trouble tonight. We ain't finna talk about no damn lowrider. And
hey, dog, wherever you show up at, I'm going to make sure that big grill be ready.
Okay. I can't disrespect him like that,
no,
but if he starts talking about something else, I'm going to hang him up.
You still going to light the boys up this year, Joe?
Yeah, we're going to light him up. We're going to light him up.
I'm going to let Brother D out there mumbling, man.
That's D out there mumbling, man.
Man, Brother D.
I just called me to tell my brother, Pat Joe. Really appreciate you, my brother. And that low ride and Brother Pajet, we will be invading racing this year. We will be invading.
Yeah, y'all going to be blocked the same time.
We're going to invade racing this year.
Hey, dog, I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate your show getting me on the road, dog. Here. I'm serious, man.
So whenever you all can't find anything to talk about, you can always talk about that big hip boo. Or that beer, you know what I'm saying? They will always load your show up, dog. You have more people on than you can put on. You have more conversation than law and that.
Hey, Brother D, I got a question. Before you go to mute, Brother D, is this a new car or like it was out before and you just redoing it?
What do you mean? It's for the new car? My car?
Yeah. I'm saying you had it out before, or this a new car? Like, I'm saying, it been racing before?
Yeah, it was racing before. I've owned this car for this first weekend of May.
When's the last time you ran that car? I haven't ran that car in years. That car sat up in the garage for 100 years, bro, Jamie.
I think when Abraham Lincoln was the president, I'm going to give you a... Come on, dog. I'm trying to ask a serious question. I want to know how long. I'm about to tell you what happened, bro. Here's what happened. See, you know, sometimes, you know how you get hard-headed. And I told you, my mama said I was the worst kid she had out of three. I was a hard-headed one. See, I got mad with money. I tried to tell money what to do, when to do, and how to do. So he just walked away from me. He didn't fight with me. He just walked away and left me. So when I finally got him to come back, I pleaded with him a long time and told him I would obey his wishes and will, so he decided he'd be my friend again. So now we're putting the car back together.
Good report.
That is all. You walk away.
Money. Hey, Jamie, y'all better do something. If y'all ain't got nothing to do, I'm like, Jamie, I'm tired now. I'm finna go ahead and take me a quick shower, and I'm finna go to bed. I'm tired, and I ain't hardly
I'm about to go live, y'all. So I'm about to go live. There'll be a look at the progress of Lowrider, see where it came from, where it is now.
Oh, man.
You don't even know how to go live.
I used to show how to do it. Yeah, so I'm going to go live and let them see the progress of what she's doing, where she come from to where she is now. And if they're married, Brother Pajo, send me that picture back so I can include my brother in. And we'll have both cars right there together where they can see, you know, the progress of what's going on. The big hip view will be in there.
All right. Hey, if anybody else got that, D, get out of here. I'm finna close you up now. Here, y'all ain't got no. We finna We're going to shut this thing. Jamie, you want to, you ain't got nothing? Daddy boy, kid, Pajo, anybody got nothing? We can get
no,
out
I'm good.
Anytime.
I'm good. You can pull the plug.
Jamie! Yeah, Jamie ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to get out of here. I'm tired, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry to disappoint
ready,
y'all.
Dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all, man. You know, we did have a pretty good test session tonight. We're supposed to have one tomorrow down in Orenburg. First ass cut to be this Saturday. Going to be a little chilly out there, but we're going to be there. And thank y'all for coming on tonight. I'm sorry if I disappointed
you. What they doing down in Orlando? Have they got something going on down there?
You need to go down there and ask them. I'm
okay.
In Augusta. All right, bye, kid.